May I have your attention, please?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Ready, ready.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. Good morning, Steve-O.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ghost in the Corner.
Hey, good morning, buddy.
It's happening.
Ooh.
It's happening right now. There's a ghost in this room.
Steam Awesome Morning Party. Happy Tuesday. We couldn't be more excited to be here working.
Yeah, of course not.
Actually, we have a really rad job, so yeah.
We have the raddest job of the rad jobs. Our job's better than your job. In fact, if you want to make it a competition.
What if, like, Robert Downey Jr. were listening? Would you still say that?
He's probably not working
right
now.
He's got a pretty... Yeah, I know. He doesn't have to work all the time.
Sounds like he doesn't have much of a job. If you ask me.
Yeah.
Well, if you ask me, only thing I wish I was more than this is I wish I was just sweeping up a government with my broom.
What? Exactly.
Sweeping it up.
Did you ever see... No, not Talladega Nights, the political one.
Nope, the campaign?
Yeah.
Never saw it. Never got to see that one.
Got it.
It is New Music Tuesday, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got jams upon jams upon jams.
We have a lot of songs to get through.
Yeah, so much music.
But
to start our morning right.
Of course.
Yes.
Static.
Morning, it's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Good morning, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew, I got a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what's up?
I heard that you've been calling The Edge.
That's what Dex said.
Yes, I've been calling it because, you know, I haven't heard from those guys in a while, you know. That, my driver, Judy here, she actually...
The driver.
She listens to them sometimes in the morning, too, you know. I guess that, you know, Cheater's Hotel, she listens to that stuff, so...
Hey, Matthew.
Yes.
Do you listen to Cheater's Hotel?
No.
Speaking of Cheater's Hotel,
tell me the truth.
I feel like we need to have Judy on Cheater's Hotel.
Ooh.
Hey, you know what? Listen, guys, it's not my call to listen to that stuff. So while that stuff's on, so it's time for me to call. I have my earbuds in listening to my MP3, and then when it's like 6:15, my alarm goes off on here, and then it reminds me to call in.
And that's when you call us.
Yep.
Now, that's if good. We don't answer, do you call The Edge?
Nope. It's only on certain days. Like, say if I call in too late, because I know their show runs till about noon.
Yeah.
Say if it's too late for me to call in and I need to make an emergency announcement, then I, you know, do that. Other than that, you know, I really don't call them too often, but, you know, I'll leave you guys a voicemail, right? You know, I always do that.
Do you leave us voicemails?
Yeah, Steve-O knows that.
Steve-O?
Yes, he knows. I've called him a few times.
Matthew from Albuquerque, I have a question for you.
Will
you call The Edge for me and ask Dex why they've started doing birthdays?
Well, apparently, I actually talked to him about that.
You did?
Yeah, they...
Well, guys, I will definitely write that down, call him in a bit.
Okay, when you call him...
Tell him?
Let's see, what do we really want to relay?
We want you
that
to...
That bees bit was kind of long and drawn out.
Yeah, we want you to tell him that bees bit was not the bees' knees.
No, yes.
And it definitely... It killed the buzz.
Oh.
I will definitely try to remember, guys. Hey, this morning, can I have an announcement for you guys? I need actually a prayer, guys, for my activities director.
Hold on just a sec. We're going to have to...
Announcement or prayer request?
No, it's a prayer request, actually.
Have we done those? Do we need to find...
I thought we did one time. It might have been a while ago.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Sure.
We're going to have to put you on hold while we figure this out. Okay, hold on.
All right.
Okay, so... Did I put him on hold? I think I put him on hold. Okay, so a prayer request versus an
announcement.
Does that? What kind of music does that have?
I don't know.
Is that? He's on hold. He can't hear us.
He can't hear us at all.
Yeah, at all.
Does he need? Maybe it should be like a Twyla Paris song.
Paris.
Or maybe it could
Point
be
of Grace.
Amy Grant.
Ah. We'll have to. Here, hold on. Let's take him off hold.
Okay.
Hey, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool, man. Hey, all right. We think we figured it out. Okay.
All right.
So we're looking in the system.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I really do have some.
I told you it was in
that.
Okay. You should play that. You should play one of those.
All right. Okay. And 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, guys. This is Ms. Rauke. This morning I have a prayer for my activities director, Mrs. Susan Widener at Volcano Vista. She has recently broken her arm. Would you guys please pray for her that she recovers soon and returns to us in Volcano Vista? We really need her back there to run our activities office.
Yeah, you do.
Because without her, you know, we see there's nobody to run activities office right now. The activities office is closed. There's no way anybody can buy tickets for a game.
That's like ironic that the activities office is non-active.
Yeah, that stinks, man.
It is, you know, just hopefully she'll recover soon and come back to us because seriously, we need somebody there to run the activities office. It's kind of hard right now, but
she didn't have an intern. I kind of feel like if I broke my arm that Doug would just take my place.
See, it seems to me that she should have an intern named Matthew from Albuquerque.
Well, I'm about to find out today because I actually misplaced my student ID. So I actually had to replace it.
Okay.
Can that be secondary prayer request? You've got to find that thing.
That's like identity theft runs rampant in schools, and especially if you're a pseudo, not really celebrity from the radio like
Matthew.
You are, Matthew.
Listen, well, guys, do you know who you are? What if somebody finds your ID and they're like, oh my gosh, this is Matthew from Albuquerque's
ID? Well, guys, listen, I've got some good news. So I had my ID barcode placed on they call it a freeze. A freeze basically means is they lock up my account until I get a new ID.
Is it a credit card?
No, it has a barcode on it, so I can check out books.
Mark of the Beast?
Oh my gosh, Matthew, if somebody has stolen your identity and they are checking out library books with your ID.
Nope, because it can't because it's frozen.
Wait, it's frozen?
I had my barcode, it's like locked out. So, guys, it's good news because the barcode's locked out, so nobody has access to my ID or anything. I mean, even though the number is correct, they can't get in.
That's good.
Because now it's frozen until I get that new ID. So.
Every time you say frozen, I can't think about anything except that movie.
Ah, you guys saw that movie?
I haven't seen it.
I still haven't seen it, but I can sing it for you.
Well, guys, that makes three of us.
Matthew, can we all go see Frozen?
I never saw it. How is there three?
No, he hasn't seen it either.
Who's the... Okay.
The three
I
of
am
us.
Not, and I'm surprised because half of my friends at school are like, oh, have you seen Frozen? Like, this happened. I'm like, I haven't seen it. They're like, oh, I should tell you that. I'm like, yeah. You know, I've just been so busy, guys.
Yeah.
You know, algebra. Yeah. Let me tell you guys this.
Tell us
There's
about
a calculator
it.
Out there. Everybody that is entering Volcano Vista or any high school in Albuquerque, wherever you are, listening in the world right now, get yourself a graphing calculator.
Let me tell you,
it's going to save your life. When you get into Algebra 1, they're going to show you, in New Mexico here in Albuquerque, they've been teaching us how to use this one specific calculator. Let me tell you, it has helped me tremendously. You use it on the SATs, ACTs, Riverside Interim Assessments, or RAs, which we do here in Albuquerque, took place with DBA this year. And then any type of testing that you do in school is allowed by law by the state of New Mexico. So,
can we play a song for you?
Oh, of course.
I was really interested in the calculators.
Were you?
Yeah, TI-82, man.
Gosh.
Changed the game.
It's not
TI-82,
it's TI-73.
Oh,
TI-73? What did they do? Did they retrofit it? They go back in time?
No, but I'll definitely send you guys a picture later of my calculator you have to take a look at. This morning, guys, actually, I do need a song put out, and I want to go out to my activities director, Mrs. Susie Widener. Get well soon, Miss Widener. We're all thinking about you, Volcano Vista.
Make sure you give good old Buck and Dex a call later because we're all friends. So,
yeah,
I sure will.
It's like I'm like Chandler. I'm like, actually, no, I think I'm more like Ross.
I am Phoebe.
Well, I thought you were Chandler.
No,
I was going to give
Phoebe.
You Chandler.
I'm Phoebe all the way.
Oh, okay.
Making up songs. I've got blonde hair. I'm a girl. The whole nine. It's awesome.
Matthew, I feel like you would be then, not Rachel. What's Ross's sister's name?
Courtney Cox.
Yeah, I know that, but what was her
name?
Did
you guys just say Courtney Cox? The name sounds so familiar.
I know.
Yeah, it's your character on
Friends.
That's
who you would be.
The type A, like, yeah. You got it.
Oh.
Monica.
You know
Monica.
Bye, guys. I got to get going.
Okay. All right.
Love you.
See you later.
We played Breaking by Amber Lynn yesterday. Okay. We won't play that today because that would be rude. Should we play?
Dex is Joey.
Dex is Joey. Oh, Dex is Joey.
Yeah.
Who's Doug? Doug is Gunter. You're Gunter, Doug. There you go. Crazy thing. My meemaw, before she passed away, revealed unto me that I am somehow related to that guy that plays Gunter.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
He's like a second cousin or something.
That sounds...
Isn't that great?
I would be kind of... That's great, but I'd be kind of bummed. Like,
I
when
know.
My if my grandmother... Which she did.
Well, that
my grandmother
that,
did pass
it
away.
It wasn't her last words.
Like, oh, okay. That's
great.
What I was thinking. It was like, Matthew.
No,
Matthew, I have to be... Throw onto you these final words.
Why does she sound like an Italian man?
Matthew, come closer.
I don't know. No.
Matthew,
she told us that years ago.
Pseudo somehow related to Gunter from France.
I was telling you that so you would listen and take it seriously.
Whoa.
What? Gunter.
What does this mean?
Couldn't it have been Ross?
Is this like Return of the Jedi when you find out there's another Skywalker?
Are you sure it's not Ross? Meemaw? It's too soon for this right now. She recently passed away. If any of my relatives are listening right now, they're probably offended. This is too soon. Doug, you put me in a trap, buddy. You put me in a trap.
So, Dex...
No, we didn't.
He said... Well, technically he says he's been doing it for like a decade.
I don't want to hear that nonsense.
But I'm pretty sure, like, Good Morning America's been doing it for like 70 years.
Guys, we're in a war right now.
Birthdays has always been done. However, we did get an admittance that... This day in history, they're doing that now too.
Okay,
and he did take that from us.
We are going to share it with the Edge because we're friends with Dex and Buck and even Baxter.
Yeah,
who loves talking about pythons.
And since it's Clear Channel, the residuals are amazing for us.
Yeah, we get so much money from. Hey, speaking of that though, we had an incredible donation.
Oh my gosh, yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. We got an email yesterday from our office manager. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're gearing up for our 3-day fundraiser. It's coming up April 30th, May 1st, and May 2nd. But taking donations now, every dollar donated right now goes towards our share-a-thon.
Pretty cool.
And yesterday we got a one-time donation of almost $2,300.
We were like, what?
Let me say that again. Almost $2,300.
It was pretty big. Pretty big deal for us. Now I know if you're
working... We lost our minds.
If you're at Clear Channel, that's like, chump change. I spend that on hot dogs at the football game. But for this little station, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you want to be involved in helping us... be awesome.
Yeah.
You should go to our website. There's a big thing on it right there.
Yeah, that's right. MyStaticRadio.com. You can donate now. And thanks to everybody who's already participated. We are we're already at 3,400?
Yeah. And we haven't
even kicked it off.
It's the month before.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Keep them coming.
April 30th, May 1st, May 2nd. Start praying now. We would love you to come alongside as a monthly contributor.
It's true.
Because we are listener supported.
Don't wait, because you saw what we did with the prom. Yeah. That's a threat.
MyStaticRadio.com. 4.5 minutes away from breaking news. That's still ours. That's still ours. We're Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Three, two, one.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Now the news for you this morning is me, Mateo. It's time for breaking news.
Boom.
It's Tuesday. And you need to know what's going on so that you can make it. Because if you are faced with a life or death decision today, I want you to choose life.
Choose it.
That means don't run your car off a bridge. Don't text and drive. You've seen the commercials.
Ugh. Yeah,
if you text
awful.
And drive nowadays, you're pretty much guaranteed to get hit by a truck.
It's pretty awful.
I saw a thing yesterday about a commercial, and it was like, this commercial is crazy.
Yeah, they're getting intense.
They are getting intense.
Yeah.
But it's founded, like it's necessary in some ways because
don't think about it.
All the stuff that you are required to do when you're texting, like all the attention, because it's your eyes, your thoughts, your hands. Mm-hmm. You have to do a lot to text, and that completely takes your attention off the road. Don't do it.
Yeah.
All that to say, PSA, Doug says don't text and drive.
He does.
Doug unapproved. A community college instructor in Houston is being accused of teaching the wrong course for an entire semester.
I read about this.
And then she got out. She said at the end of the, it was the lady, right? And it was the advanced physics class or something like that. And it was supposed to be basic physics. And she admitted towards the end of the class that she had been teaching out of the wrong curriculum, but didn't change it. And most of the students failed.
Yeah, which sucks, because there was this one girl who had a 4.0. And going into this class, she was trying. She had an F. Oh. And they did a bunch of extra credit stuff, and she was able to get it up to a C.
Yeah.
But
brought her grade down.
Yeah, brought her grade
jerk
point
teacher.
Average. Yeah.
What are you thinking about doing, lady? Jerk.
So does that mean they get to skip?
I don't know.
Basic physics? Like, how does that work?
Well, they've already taken advanced.
Gosh.
They might need to go back and take basic just to figure out
what happened.
That sucks, too. A lawsuit alleging that Hebrew National hot dogs are not kosher has been revived. Speaking of another lawsuit, the Simple Truth brand at Kroger is coming under scrutiny because it's supposed to be raised in a humane habitat, these chickens, and, you know, grass-fed and whatnot. And they found out that it's just another branch of Purdue Chicken, which raises the chickens in giant, like, barns that are completely dark, and the chickens just sit there like statues. It's pretty crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Pretty crazy, so there's a lawsuit about that. Tyson, also another big chicken person, is recalling some of its chicken nuggets. Two Spanish historians have identified the Holy Grail.
Really?
Yep. I don't know if that's true.
Oh man, is that all we have?
Doug's going to get us more info about that.
Doug, we need more info.
Because he loves us.
It's Indiana Jones status
right
there.
He doesn't want us to feel stupid. The internet sensation Grumpy Cat is 2 years old. 2 years old for a kitty cat. What you going to do about that?
Meow. How old does that make the cat in real life?
Nobody knows. I don't know cat
like,
math.
Like, do cats? Yeah.
Do cats do math? No.
Do dogs? Dogs are the 7 years?
Let me tell you something. The only math a cat does is calculating the day you're going to die. And it's going to take all your stuff. I'm fine with that. That's why we bought a cat.
Ugh.
I needed someone to take responsibility for when I passed away.
Yeah.
Panda will be the one. Taxes are due 1 week from today. Getting down to the wire here.
Yeah.
Still haven't done mine. That's fine.
A
new study reveals just 1 in 6 Americans can find Ukraine on a map. Just 1 in 6.
Easy peasy.
Could you find Ukraine?
Heck yeah.
I think I could find it. I really do.
Really?
I think I could. I'm up to the challenge.
I know it's in the Asia, big Asia block.
Well, what's Ukraine been doing in the news lately?
Stuff with
Russia. No, think about it. What's it been doing? What did Russia do recently?
Crimea.
Right? And where was that river?
The Jordan.
It's in Ukraine.
In Ukraine! Oh, man.
Mormon women are looking for an entrance to priesthood. Pfft, not gonna happen.
What?
The Mormon women, they want an entrance into priesthood. But I don't know. I've always looked forward to Mormonism as a plan B for me, because
you're gonna get an email or seven.
No, I won't, and here's why. Because I was thinking I would get my own planet out of it until recently the prophet said, no, that's a metaphor. So I'm sure that me, along with quite a few disappointed Mormons, are not gonna get our own planet anymore. Email me. We'll be part of a group together. We can hold hands and we can say, hey, I wish that we could still get our planets. What?
I'm just shutting up.
Is it not disappointing?
I'm just waiting.
I'm disappointed.
If you'd like to
Hang
send
on.
Your hate mail,
I'll
studio,
refresh. I'll refresh the email. There it is.
That's funny because we immediately got one. I was like, oh no! But
that,
it was just a report.
It's just movie
okay,
and music news.
Just, yeah,
guys, if you get upset about that, then you have a right to be upset about it. Because
yeah.
If I had grown up being taught that one day I would become a god and get my own planet, and then I was taught, well, not the planet anymore. You don't get your own planet. We changed that. I would be a little shaken.
Yeah.
Maybe I would say, wait a second, why are we changing things so willy-nilly? What does that mean for this?
I feel like this is a good Theology Thursday discussion.
Maybe
on,
so.
Yeah.
If Phoenix can get me my planet back, then I'm all for it.
Ugh.
For much of the United States, winter is in the rearview mirror, but for consumers in 20 states and the District of Columbia, winter's effects could continue to linger if they drive a Ford. The company recently announced two recalls, affecting more than 435,000 vehicles. Company recalled 386,000 model year 2001 to 2004 Escape SUVs that may have corrosion issues related to the vehicle's subframe. Tell me about the subframe.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
That's the frame below the frame.
It's got to be. The corrosion issue could cause the lower control arm to separate, potentially leading to diminished steering control. That's scary. Salt used on the roads during the winter is thought to increase the chance of issues.
Really?
One crash, but no injuries have been tied to the problem. I'm glad there hadn't been any injuries.
Yeah.
Second recall affects 48,960 model year 2013 and 2014 Ford Fusions, Escapes, and C-Maxes. What's a C-Max? And Lincoln MKZs. The vehicles have back seat frames that don't conform to safety standards and could increase risk of injury. The company says no accidents or injuries have been attributed to the issue, but if you have one of those vehicles, maybe you should look into that recall.
Yeah.
In fact, don't maybe, just go ahead and do it. That's what I say. Spending on college athletics is up, while spending on instruction and academic support is down or flat. In fact, most teachers now don't even teach the correct courses. They just teach the wrong course the whole semester and fail all their students. A new study by the Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics from 2004 to 2011, community colleges' inflation-adjusted education spending declined, while their athletic spending increased 35% per athlete.
Wow.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
B-dubs?
No, I'm thinking, don't come at me with all this math and these percentages this early in the morning, because I have no idea what I just read.
Yes.
Literally, I have no idea what I just read.
That's what I was thinking.
That could have been a flurry of cuss words. It could have been a description of the Ark on Mount Ararat, and I would have had no idea because of all the math.
I think it's because, like, last night, we saw the national championship, NCAA basketball.
Yeah.
Sports is big money. Mm-hmm. Student athletes don't get paid.
Yep.
Can't get paid. They're trying to unionize in some areas.
I don't know how I feel about that. One has already unionized.
Northwestern. Was it Northwestern?
Maybe.
So obviously there's a gajillion dollars in that. But what about academics? Is there really money there? Is there a return there for the colleges? Probably not.
I don't know. I don't know if there's enough time
for them
to find out.
It's probably why they're dipping all their money into athletics.
Well, let me tell you about a little bit of a head turner coming out of Pakistan this morning. A 9-month-old boy charged with planning a murder.
Wolf.
Threatening police and interfering with state affairs in Pakistan has been granted bail after appearing in court this week.
A 9-month-old?
Toddler Mohammed Mosa Khan was booked in February along with 30 other people, including a number of members of his family, after stones were allegedly thrown at police and other officials during raids on homes. Residents had been accused of not paying for electricity. Apparently deciding that the 9-month-old was capable of and had taken part in the alleged stone throwing, a police official decided to arrest the child. The toddler was fingerprinted and made to sit on his grandfather's lap in court drinking his bottle. The judge quickly granted bail for the kid. Along with the other people accused in the case, baby Muhammad is, however, currently expected back in court on Saturday. His only response was, "Ah!"
Yeah. Pretty much.
His words, not mine. His words.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry for the offensive manner of his statement, but I had to read it. So send your hate mail. Send it on.
9 months. That dude can't even walk yet.
He can throw rocks. Hey, and he who is without sin casts the first stone. That's what somebody should have said to that baby. Hey, little baby.
Don't
you throw that rock.
Hey,
and here's one.
No.
Don't you
do
Brody?
It.
I mean.
Put it down.
Muhammad,
you put
baby.
It down. Did you just throw a rock at me?
Did you
put that rock down.
Where did you get a gun? That's the world we live in, Doug.
This
is the world we live in. I have to change up the music for this segment.
Oh.
Yeah, think all about right. it. You ready for this?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I don't think you're ready.
All right.
Oh, little baby's throwing rocks at the police. It's okay.
Oh, snap.
If you care about the fit of your denim, odds are you go as long as you can between washes. Perhaps to the point where they start to develop a bit of a worn-in aroma. But with scratch-and-sniff mint jeans, you don't have to worry about that anymore, Doug. Because they are made with a minty scent that gets released anytime they're scratched.
Are you serious?
The scent comes from a coating. This coating is applied to all the cotton jeans. And it lasts for up to 5 washes. How do you feel?
This way inside.
Hey, Doug.
Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Tell them, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, things have changed. Things are going your way. If you hold on
for one more day.
With mint jeans.
Your jeans are gonna last, people.
Dude, I was having that issue yesterday. I had to get new pants today because I was like, well, these ones kind of got this weird, like, you know, rip thing going on. And I'm like, well, I can't do that. But the two jeans that are my favorite jeans, I haven't washed in like 3 weeks.
I know.
And they're starting to get that, well, they've been hanging out on the carpet smell.
They smell like outside.
They kind of smell like outside and like carpet smell, you know? So
yep.
I was like, what do I do?
I don't know.
Mint jeans?
Mint jeans.
Thanks, Wilson Phillips.
This scent, it lasts for up to 5 washes.
Really?
And if you're like me, you're going to wait a while between washing your jeans. Because the color fades and it's just lame.
But you always have to wash them right away. I get weird about buying clothes and not washing them right away.
This pair of jeans, I waited 2 months to wash them.
But you wore them?
Yeah.
Your legs weren't blue?
I wore them every day.
And smelled like other people that tried them on?
Nope.
Oh.
I don't mind. Because I like to think that whoever tried them on before me was probably some kind of king. Probably royalty. And their jeans literally rubbed off on me.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Think about it. Wait. Maybe you guys are looking for a way to make your jeans still smell good.
Yeah.
This is the way.
Wow.
Inspirational bridge.
Chains. Yeah, I know that there is pain, but you hold on for one more day. And you break free, break from the chains.
Doug. Hand clap part, come on.
Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye.
So clap.
Until then, baby, are you gonna let him hold you down and make you cry?
How did this happen?
It's a chain now. It's a going away.
How did Wilson Phillips take over breaking news?
For one more day, yeah!
This has been a plan of mine for 6 months.
It
now
worked.
It has finally come to fruition, and I am sweating.
Hopefully your mint jeans will make the room smell a little better.
Hold on for one more day, yeah!
What about like, ooh! What about, like, good-smelling jeans with, like, you could get different smells.
Yeah, see, it'd be nice if they had, like, manly-smelling jeans.
Like oil.
Oh! Yeah.
Twins.
Samesies!
Gosh!
Guys, we have a ton of funny stories that we can discuss later, but now it's time to move on to birthdays with the ever-fair and illustrious Doug.
Ever-fair. Oh, he rules with a soft fist.
We hope.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, Doug!
Doug, you were supposed to fix that problem.
Why didn't you fix your microphone, Doug?
Doug, fix the problem. Oh.
Doug didn't fix his mic.
He didn't fix his mic. He thought someone else would fix his mic for him.
Yeah, undo it. Yeah, try that.
Try undoing it. Try. Guys, I only have one Wilson Phillips song because, I mean, let's be honest, there really only was one.
Well, at least we figured out what it was.
What was it? Was it plugged in?
No, it was. It's just obviously that XLR cable's old.
That's just that ghost is. Again.
Hey! No. I told you guys there was a ghost in the corner. Nobody believed me.
You guys couldn't see, but I was in here just yelling at him to get out.
It's a girl. It's a dead girl.
Oh
my God.
Now he's even more offended.
Gosh!
What?
Studio at mystaticradio.com.
You're trying to get people to send me hate mail.
Well, on that note, today is April 8th, 2014. Day 99.
Yeah.
267 more days in the air.
Yeah.
First up, former Texas representative and Dancing with the Stars celeb, Tom DeLay.
Tom DeLay.
I have no idea who
Tom
that is.
Tom DeLonge, Blink-182.
Yeah.
Got it. Got it, Doug.
A couple of times he thought about maybe about thinking about sort of considering that he might one day intend to run for president.
I see.
Really?
Yeah, a couple times.
I never even
heard
of
who hasn't done that, right?
Yeah. Am I right? Am I right or am I
am
right?
Am I right? Are you right?
63.
I think that today that man is 59.
He is 67 years old today.
Bit old.
Next up, he was on Home Improvement.
Tim Allen.
And that's all really worth noting.
Tim Allen.
No, obviously not Tim Allen, because Tim Allen was Buzz Lightyear, and that's worth noting.
No,
he was
Doug.
One of the sons.
Oh. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
JTT?
No.
The he other ones.
Mark Taylor.
Mark Taylor.
The youngest
one. With the long hair.
The youngest
one. The one that sued his parents
Terry
for all his
Noah
money.
Smith.
Yes.
He got weird at the end
of
the show.
Yeah, and he split up with his mom and dad because he was like, I'm the child star, and that's my money. And they're like, but we're raising you. And he was like, I'm suing you.
You're not raising me.
It was pretty sad.
Do you remember on the show his character? Something, I don't remember what happened at the end, but something weird happened with the kid's character. Like, he did something, and they were like, well, I don't know. He was a goth or something.
Really?
I'll have to look it up. Yeah, because I remember thinking, I don't care about Home Improvement anymore.
30.
No,
that's too old.
No, he today is 27.
Steve-O?
Is he 30? He's my age? I'm the same age as that kid. Weird.
Yes.
What does that mean for
my
life?
Same age as Mark Taylor.
Well,
it happens.
What does that mean for me? Because I always thought that kid was like a little kid.
Oh, you're the same age as the older brother, Brad.
No, I'm like the same age as JTT. Shut
no.
up.
No. JTT, he's gone.
Sticks.
Next up.
No, what's this?
From the band Yes.
Yes.
And Asia.
Asia.
And Asia.
Guitarist Steve Howe.
Steve Howe.
Steve Howe today.
Steve Howe. Is 52?
He is 54.
He is 67 years old today.
JTT's 32.
Oh, so you are the same age as the other one.
Yeah.
Next up from Dukes of Hazzard,
Al Borland.
Played Beauduke.
Beauduke.
John Snyder.
John Snyder.
The Lord, the day they was born. He was also a really, 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 really great Pa Kent.
Pa Kent. Oh,
Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
No, dude. John,
come on, man. Doug.
Steve Ryman was in Nashville once, and he walked right by him. And I said, why did you not go talk to him? He's one of the raddest dudes in the universe.
He could have given you great advice.
He's really cool.
Would his advice have been as good as Kevin Costner's? The world may never know. I doubt it, honestly. How old do you think this man is?
58.
64.
54
years old today.
Axl Rose?
Nope.
Slash?
Nope.
Duff McKagan?
Izzy.
No.
Izzy Stradlin.
From Guns N' Roses.
Why didn't we go get Duff's autograph that time?
I don't know.
It's because it was so hot outside.
Take me down to the paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
Take me home.
Yeah, dude, Doug, we were out.
Yeah.
At some crazy big old revolt on the Rio Grande event, and
something.
Duff McKagan was like hanging out
with his other band. What were they called? Bad Weather or something like that.
And they were just chilling. To like, a point where we were like 18 feet away. We're like, we should just go
we
talk to
him. We saw
him
just standing there. We could have just gone to talk to him.
Nobody was going up to him.
Because none of those kids knew who he was.
Yeah, because they're all 12-year-olds who are just like, I want to see middle class rat.
We're sitting over there going, oh my god.
Did you guys see Duff McKagan's going to be rejoining Guns N' Roses for 5 shows?
What did you say? What did you say?
Duff is rejoining Guns N' Roses for 5 shows.
What did you say?
5 shows.
No, turn your mic up. He can't hear you.
What did you say?
I'm just kidding.
I can hear you.
I was going to turn it extremely loud.
5 shows.
5 shows. Yeah, and we were standing there, but it was like 102 degrees outside.
It was so hot.
And we were in the shade, and it was like, man, that's like a
That's 20
a long
feet.
18 feet.
That might as well be the Red Sea.
Let's just, I mean, I'll wave from here. He'll know that Appetite for Destruction was my first record, right? By my
so
wave.
So we did this thing. It was like,
Hey, Duff! What about it? Yeah! Appetite for destruction! Use your illusion, one or two. All right, see ya.
He didn't acknowledge us, Doug.
Izzy Stradlin is 50.
Was he the other guitar player or the drummer?
No, he was the other guitar player.
Okay. He is not relevant. No, I'm kidding.
Izzy Stradlin!
He's 52.
Mateo?
Nicely
that
done.
Is correct.
Nicely
Thank you
done.
Guys.
Nicely done, buddy.
52 years old
52.
Today.
Wow, the members of Guns N' Roses are in their 50s.
Gosh. Ooh. Is it Paul McCartney's birthday?
No.
Is it Julian Lennon's birthday?
Yes.
Boom!
He was the inspiration for
Boom!
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds,
yep.
Good Night, and Hey Jude.
Yep.
I mean, come on!
Man, if it would have been Paul McCartney's birthday, it would have been like, why are we not playing Beatles constantly all day?
Mm-hmm. Man. I am good at this guessing who the person is part.
I'm proud of you. There's only a few options. You did good.
Julian, you are 38.
I think he's 36.
He's 51.
Whoa!
51 years old today.
He wow. is almost
he
the
doesn't
same
look
age
that
as
old.
No.
I was thinking at the 50th. Dexter?
It's
Michael C. Hall?
No, this is Breaking Bad.
This
from
is Breaking
Under
Bad.
The Dome. What am I thinking?
Little Miss Sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Total Recall.
Norris.
Terminator 2. He played Hank.
Yeah. Hank. Hank.
No,
wait, what's that show he's in now? He's in a different
show. It was
show.
Under the Dome. That was the first thing he said.
Oh. Under the Dome.
This is
what
first
is name?
Name.
I don't know.
Something Norris. Why can I not think of it right now? Obviously.
Dean.
Dean!
Dean Norris. Dean. Dean on Community.
I accidentally called him Hank when we were at the celebrity golf thing.
Was he mad at you?
No. I go, oh my gosh, I meant Dean. And he goes, I get that all the time. It's okay.
Did you say, I know people call me Leonardo all the time? And I'm like, Ninja Turtle? No, DiCaprio. And I'm like, look, my name's Steve-O.
I felt like an idiot.
I get it.
Because I had been standing there for minutes upon minutes and everybody else was Dean, 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 Dean. And I said Hank. And I didn't even really watch the show at that time.
Right.
Yeah,
it's kind of like when Peter Benson's around. People call him Peter and his real name is Charles. Can you imagine how he feels?
All the time.
Celeste's real name is Brave.
Dean Norris is 47.
Dean Norris today, on this day, is 44 years old. Tell him, Doug.
51 years
wow.
old.
Dang it, I said it with so much confidence, I believed I was right.
Next up, from House of Cards,
Kevin
Moneyball.
Spacey. Nope.
And Forrest Gump. She played
Jenny.
Oh,
Jenny.
What? Yeah, I'm gonna throw something at you.
Why?
You can't say the Princess Bride.
Ooh.
You can't say the Princess Bride. It's Robin Wright's birthday, and you can't say the best movie she was ever a part of.
Doug.
The Princess Bride, Doug.
She was a part
Doug.
Of Forrest Gump.
Get out, intern. Movie.
Doug, look at me. Look at me, Doug.
The
look.
Princess Bride.
When he's yelling at you, you just look me in the eyes. Just
the
look
Princess
at me.
Princess Buttercup.
Just look at me.
Okay.
House of Cards.
Forrest Gump
Gosh.
Was a better movie.
Was.
It was.
Oh, snap.
It was.
Those
was.
Are fighting words.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump is better than The Princess Bride?
Every day of the week.
Are you out of your mind?
Every minute.
Oh, my gosh. How am I a man? Because I'm fighting for The Princess Bride.
Amen.
Just hit me. I got to go lie down. Take some testosterone pills.
Take some testosterone pills.
The Princess Bride beats Forrest Gump, hands down.
I don't think so.
Oh, my no. gosh.
No, dude. Forrest Gump is inspirational.
Princess Bride is inspirational. As you wish.
What does it inspire
as
you
As you wish.
Do? As you wish.
To love like one has never been loved.
Forrest Gump inspires me to run.
Okay, we're taking a random phone call during birthdays.
Let's right. do it.
We're doing it.
It's probably someone upset.
Static.
Hello?
What up?
Shane.
Yeah.
You're in film.
Yep.
Help us. We're fighting right
okay.
now. We need your help. Okay?
All right.
If I'm here for you guys.
If you were hanging over a ledge, all right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And no, you're not hanging over a ledge. If you are at a ledge,
at a ledge.
And Forrest Gump is holding onto one of your arms.
Yeah.
And the Princess Bride is holding onto the other arm, and you had to let one go to save the other. Which one is by far the better movie?
So I've got Robin Wright on my left hand, and I've got Tom Hanks on my right.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that, because Tom Hanks wins over everybody, including my mom.
Okay.
Because it's Tom Hanks.
Did you hear how he interpreted it, though?
So it's strictly the movie.
Strictly the films.
So you've got Forrest Gump, the movie, hanging on to you on one,
really?
And you've got the Princess Bride hanging on to you for the other.
Dude, I gotta be honest. These are, like, both amazing movies.
I know!
Like, I'm looking for a thread of...
Shame?
And here's the thing. One of them's more of an adult, you know.
Yeah.
And one of them's more of a, sort of a... an innocent...
My kids can watch
are,
the
dude.
Princess
There's no
Bride.
Angle here, dude. I'm not winning.
So what you just said is one of them's a real movie and one's a kid's movie. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
Continue.
I'm going to tell you right now, dude, I love The Princess Bride, Mateo.
I know.
I love it, dude. I love that movie. Love.
Yeah, but which one would you pick? Because you would pick Forrest Gump. We know it.
I'm going to say this. I'm in a quandary. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say this.
Okay.
Certain times of the year... I'm not being evasive, I'm being honest. Certain times of the year, I would pick Forrest Gump, and certain times of the year when I haven't seen The Princess Bride, because I love it. I am Inigo Montoya.
Yeah.
You know, you killed my father, prepare to die.
Mandy Patinkin.
Let me tell you something.
He's on
right
Homeland.
Now.
Forrest Gump taught Elvis how to dance.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something.
Yep.
I'm going with The Princess Bride, dude.
No, I think you're doing
that. It's that time of year right now for me, bro.
I think you're doing that out of loyalty to Steve-O. But here's
I'm telling
the thing.
You right now, man. You can draw that hard line in the sand if you want to, Tao. But I'm going
to.
Honest,
I did.
I'm
going to
draw.
He drew the line.
Line. And Doug and I said, "Look, we can't cross that.
They can't cross that." And I'm like,
dude,
Highlander. There can be only one.
It's in that movie.
Here's the thing. I want you to think about this.
All right.
Which character would pick you up if you got shot?
Oh gosh.
And wait, carry you to safety.
Wait, she like...
Which one?
Princess Buttercup was willing to sacrifice her life for... Wait, she's in both movies. Yeah, just
think about that. Would Jenny pick you up?
No.
Not at all.
She'd be hanging out with the...
Yeah,
be
about to jump off a building.
Yeah.
Forrest would run back in and pick you up and take you to safety.
Movie.
Yeah. Mm. Forrest Gump's pretty good.
You know, you get to see... You got Nixon, you got White House visits. Yeah. Come on, dude. You got
whatever.
You got Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
You've got table tennis.
All right.
You got table
here it is.
Tennis.
Are you ready?
Double-handed table tennis.
You've got the six-fingered man.
Okay.
You've got Andre the Giant.
He was in it.
You've Iocane powder.
You've got Inconceivable.
Okay.
That's Inconceivable.
You've got Miracle Max, played by Billy Crystal.
That's fine.
Okay. Yes, dude.
You've got one of the greatest movies.
It sounds like a lot of laughs. But as far as
you've
inspiration...
You've got Fred Savage sitting in a bed sick.
Fred Savage got me through my Wonder Years. I don't need him again.
You've got a film...
Lieutenant Dan.
You've got Bubba Gump.
Lieutenant Dan was a jerk.
Whoa.
Lieutenant Dan was a jerk.
But he redeemed himself.
He did. He faced the storm and found God.
Oh.
He found his sea legs.
I gotta tell you.
Exactly.
I gotta tell you. Today, I'm not reverting my answer. You guys trying to get me to like fall back on my answer. I'm not going back on my answer.
We'll ask you the same question at Christmas and see what happens.
All right. We'll see what goes
love
on.
You, buddy.
We'll see what goes on next December. Love
all
you guys.
Right, love
bye.
We are a house divided. And how's the...
We still have to get to... It's 7 o'clock
We didn't even
already.
Guess her birthday. It was just like, whoop, gone.
Oh, yeah, how old is she?
She's 41.
She's 46.
She's 48.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? That was by far more important than anything
It really was.
Else
really
that was.
Did anything
happen?
Crazy cool happen this day? And just one thing in history.
Don't get me wrong. Dawn and I, when we were going to pick you up at the airport, were talking about music, and she was talking about a 17-disc CD. Do you remember the Forrest Gump soundtrack and how important that soundtrack was? Soundtrack, that wins.
It was.
Hands down.
It was. The movie wins also.
Oh, it does not
hands
win.
Hands down. Every day.
Oh.
Every day.
It doesn't win every day.
It's fine.
Maybe some days, because you're like, oh, Sally Field's in it, Mom.
If it wins some days, then it wins every day.
No.
Okay, one date. One date.
Okay, on this day in history.
On this day in what year, Virginia prisoner Robert Lee Brooks' lawsuit for $5 million against himself was dismissed in state court. Brock claimed he had violated his own civil rights by getting himself arrested for grand larceny and asked to pay the $5 million because he had no income in prison.
That's brilliant. He tried to sue himself because he would win either way.
Oh, that is incredible.
I'm sad it got dismissed.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad it got dismissed.
On this day in 96. I don't know.
That happened in 1948.
1995.
Oh! Whoa! I was close!
That was good.
Oh.
Wow. The 90s. We'll never get them back.
They're trying.
We'll get the fashion back, but we'll never get the 90s back. Those were the glory days.
Yeah.
Well, there's your question of the day. Forrest Gump versus...
Oh, my gosh.
Thieves just texted in Princess Bride Air Day.
Okay, that's fine. You and Bacon Radio can go watch Princess Bride. Me and Doug will watch Forrest Gump and have a wonderful time.
How come there has to be... I'm just saying it's a better... I'm not saying...
Who drew the line, buddy? You did.
I'm not saying Forrest Gump isn't a great movie.
Consequences of your actions.
I'm just saying.
You drew a hard line.
It's not better than Princess Bride.
And we can't cross it.
What's today, Doug?
It is...
Purple Day. It's Forrest Gump Day.
Dry Bird Day. Trading Cards for Grown-Ups Day.
Oh.
And Be Kind to Lawyers Day.
Be Kind to Lawyers Day. They deal with a lot.
That sounds like a trap.
Yeah.
How much do you get charged if you're kind to a lawyer?
Oh, man. I am stoked we got a great show for you today.
Yes, we do.
Are we really making that a question of the day? We don't have to.
I think that would be hilarious. We have a lot of new music to get to today for New Music Tuesday.
Yes!
So get your judging hats on.
That's right.
We're going to need your help.
We also need the sorting hat to take care of business. Princess Bride, Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump!
Oh, man. As you win! Oh, Wesley, the Dread Pirate Roberts. Are you kidding me? Movie's incredible! Mostly dead!
I know.
I'm just saying.
We could talk about tons of stuff.
We really could.
I don't feel like we're going to get away from this.
I feel like the importance of Forrest Gump versus the Princess Bride. Thanks, Robin Wright, for being born on this day.
Amen.
We love you. All right. Coming right back, we got some Bad Sons. We got some Cardboard Kids, some Rancid.
Woo!
And Team Awesome Morning Party.
Of course.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
It's because of the Princess Bride comment. That's why you did this.
We do it every day at the same time.
We have never done traffic ever. Ever before at this time. Ever. Never in my life. We have construction I-25 in Paseo. If you are eastbound on Paseo, it's getting a little slow near Jefferson, but hopefully you've come to expect that and you've planned ahead. If not, you're living in denial, man. You're not going to keep doing the same thing and get different results. You got to change it up a little bit. Come on, live life. Dr. Pepper.
That's right.
Forrest Gump. That's your look at traffic. There's nothing going on right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. It is Robin Wright's birthday. I wish we could just ask her.
Yeah.
Go, hey, Robin Wright, what's a better movie?
Dude, she's going to say Forrest Gump because it won Oscars and all that mess.
Who cares?
I know.
Princess Bride, wasn't that her first, like, full feature-length film that she was like...
I'm not sure. I wasn't alive then. Kidding. I was alive. I was just very young. I was telling Sivo, I haven't seen Princess Bride since I was a kid. That was one of the movies where if it was raining outside and we were supposed to have recess, we would all go into the gym when I was in elementary school. And that was one of the movies we would watch.
That?
So Princess Bride.
The Hobbit.
The animated Hobbit.
Not the Hobbit you get today, kids.
No, the animated one. That
literally
just,
today.
It was confusing.
It's Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Oh, Desolation of Smaug.
Yeah, releasing today on Blu-ray.
Say that? Smaug.
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 I
was just calling him Smaug when I was
Smaug.
A kid.
Smaug. He's a dragon. He's red.
Yeah. So I read that.
Yeah, so that it was movies like that that we watched.
Yeah.
And so that...
It's negative been, connotation.
It's been forever.
Which is funny, because on the flip side, in high school, I was forced to watch The Last of the Mohicans like 5 different times. Love it.
Well, that's different.
Love it.
Because in high school, you're not getting recess.
Oh, yeah, that's true, hon. You're like, movie day!
Movie day means good. It means good. Like, Apollo 13 was one of the movies. But here's
Never
the story with Apollo 13. Really? Dang, man. What have you been doing?
Watching Princess Bride. I've never seen Apollo 13.
Was perfect. Let me tell
I've
you
never
the story.
Seen it.
Let me tell you guys a little story about when I was in high school.
Do you need like space music?
No, I need
what do you
Ferris
need?
Bueller's Day Off music is what
okay.
I need.
Really?
Yes.
Because you took the day off.
Let me tell you guys how it went down in Morville, Mississippi.
Where
Morville
is
high
it?
School.
I know I have it. Thank you.
So we had a substitute teacher. Her name was Miss Clayton. I'll never forget it, I think. And she was substituting for Miss Stevens. That's what it was. English. This is senior English. And so we had to watch Camelot, a musical.
Oof.
And this was in the time of the smart cart. Now, in the 90s, kids, when you were in high school, late 90s, early 2000s, there was this thing called a smart cart. And it was this metal cart. It had a VCR, maybe a laser disc player.
Oh, yeah.
A giant TV.
Oh, that goes way back to the 80s,
It had a computer
too.
On the side. And so it was a smart cart. It had all the
had everything you could want.
Especially in Mississippi. It was like next level. It was like, there's a computer on there? Dang, dude.
Had the surge protector like built into the side so
you
everything
think
plugged
ever,
in there.
Think you're ever going to get a phone you can just walk around with? Man, that'd be crazy.
Don't get too crazy, man.
So anyway, smart cart, chilling out. We're watching Camelot. Well, one of the coolest guys in our grade, Chad Greenlee. He was like super pro athlete kid. He played every sport. He was super smart. He was like the ladies' man.
His name was Chad.
Chad
oh,
Greenlee.
This is perfect.
I'm not kidding.
Did he have like the polo shirt with like the button
yeah.
up? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
He was super, super talented kid, very smart and super awesome. I grew up in a small town. Like I graduated with 57 people, so you have to understand it's a small school.
Right.
Mississippi, rural Mississippi.
Right.
County school. So we're sitting there watching Camelot, and then Chad starts whispering. He's like, hey, I've got Apollo 13. He had the VHS. It was VHS, kids. So he's like, I've got, and it was like, we need to watch Apollo 13 instead of Camelot. That's a great idea. They call me Matthew in high school. Matthew, go up there and provide a distraction. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. So I go up to the front. I am not making this up. I go up to the front of the classroom, and I stand there. Miss Clayton looks up at me, and I go, I'm a distraction! And started dancing. Woo! I was screaming and stuff, and she was looking at me like, what are you doing? This whole time, Chad is switching out the videos. And then when I got the signal, I was like, I'm sorry. And I went and sat down, and we watched Apollo 13. For most of the remainder of class,
that's pretty amazing.
Until Miss Clayton picked up on it and walked up, looked at the screen, and then looked at all of us, and then she ejected the tape and said, I don't think they had rockets in Camelot. Not kidding. That really happened.
I have never seen that movie.
Yeah.
Either of them. I can proudly say
so
I've
when
never
you
seen
have a
Camelot,
memory like that
musical.
Associated with Apollo 13, it's one of the best movies ever.
Incredible. Coming up, our dear friend, Caleb.
Yeah, from the mix.
Game Room and Skate Park. He's going to be coming in. They're getting ready to open.
Woo!
So he'll be here any moment now to talk about this here grand opening. Whoa, what is that out there? They've got like new stuff out there.
Whoa, they got a slip and slide.
They got a grill out there.
When did they put in a roller coaster?
I have no idea.
That's incredible. There's a hoverboard track.
That's pretty awesome. Gosh, someday.
You guys got to check out the mix.
Yeah, the mix Game Room Skate Park. We will be talking with Caleb here just a few moments away. We got Doug to get us information on this. Earlier, we were talking about some Indiana Jones action. It seems as though, man, we can't get away from it. Yesterday, we were talking about a 91-year-old guy who is basically the real-life Indiana Jones.
Huge collection
archaeologist.
Of cool.
They swarmed his house. He looks like Thor.
He's got stuff he's not supposed to have.
Yeah. You can check out that story, facebook.com/mystaticradio. But crowds have swarmed a Spanish church.
Whoa.
To view an ancient goblet after historians claim they have actually identified the Holy Grail.
Nah, I don't know about that.
I'm just saying. This is the cup from which Jesus Christ sipped at the Last Supper before the crucifixion. They say it was in a very small room where it was not possible to admire it to the full. So thousands of people have reportedly tried to visit the church this past week in San Isidro Basilica. It's in the city of Leon. I should have just said that. That's way easier. It's a chalice.
A chalice, if you will.
It's got gold and onyx. It's encrusted with precious stones.
Y'all, that's pretty, y'all.
It became famous after a few historians. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gosh.
Is that the word?
Historians? Yes. Recently published a book claiming it was the mythological goblet of Christ. Quote from Robert Cargill. He's a doctor and an assistant professor of classics and religious studies at the University of Iowa. He said, "This has been an incredibly popular endeavor to try and find something that Jesus touched."
Mm.
And according to this church, they've got it.
They got it.
A few historians from Leon University Medieval History lecturer Margarita Torres, art historian Jose Manuel Ortega del Rio, they published a book called Kings of the Grail last week where they made the claim.
It's not called Kings of Leon.
Boom!
You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. It's Tuesday, and it doesn't get any better than this. Someone like you.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thanks. I've been hanging out with you too much.
Ah, you have. That was magical.
So they think they found.
They believe they found it. Yes. The Kings of the Grail from Leon University. They made the claim that they've discovered it. The chalice has been known as the goblet of the Infanta Doña Urraca.
Whoa.
Daughter of Fernando I, King of Leon.
You roll that R, you.
Hey, that's how I do. From 1037 to 1065, he ruled supreme.
Ooh.
Allegedly, they revealed that the discovery of two Egyptian parchments at Cairo's university inspired a three-year search in which they inspected the history behind the goblet and attempted to debunk the authenticity of these other holy grails in Europe. Torres explained that the onyx chalice itself is contained within another cup known as the Chalice of Doña Urruca, which sits at Leon's Basilica.
Basilica.
La Chupacabra. I thought Indiana Jones said that it was like a carpenter's cup.
How many people have turned into skeletons?
None yet. You have chosen wisely. Yeah. They say that it's impossible to come to a definitive conclusion about whether the chalice is indeed the Holy Grail.
That's what I would think.
There's
that
no way to confirm it. They said, you know what? Honestly, I don't think we'll ever find the Holy Grail, in quotes.
Right.
Even if we had it, there'd be no way to confirm it was the Grail.
Exactly.
Now, CatholicCulture.org, they offer a history of the search for the Grail, noting the saga has been retold in various cultures and languages for hundreds upon hundreds of years.
Hang on, I found something. I thought it was the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh, dang it.
It was just a Rubbermaid storage box.
Those are our Christmas lights that we still haven't put back in storage.
Yeah, that's why it was shiny.
Yeah, that's why it's shiny.
It's
the Christmas lights from inside. Although the one time those Christmas lights melted Nazi faces, it made it seem like that maybe this could be the Holy.
So they do have powers. They're just not the Ark of the Covenant. Got it. My point is, you don't just find that stuff.
No.
And then you're like, well, that's what it's got to be, right?
Catholic
gold
culture.
Cup, onyx jewels. Chalice, man.
Oh, man. The website, CatholicCulture.org, says the appeal of the quest is universal because it expresses at its deepest level our human desire for union with God. So, obviously, it is one of the most sought after pieces of
pretty cool.
pottery in history.
Christian lore.
Man, pretty I just want to listen to Kings of Leon, though.
Well, look, coming up, we got Caleb from The Mix.
Yeah.
He'll be here in just a moment.
So absolutely.
Don't go anywhere. We'll find you just like they found this cup. That's a threat.
I don't necessarily know that it's the Holy Grail.
We will hug you so much.
In the 8 o'clock hour, of course, it is New Music Tuesday. We got a lot of new music to get to.
A whole lot.
Whole lot. But in 3 minutes and 18 seconds, Caleb from The Mix. Right now, it's Your Lovely Bride.
Hey!
Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Team Awesome Morning Party, hello. 7:36 now. Happy Tuesday. We are 24 minutes away from New Music Tuesday. We got tons of music to get to today. But before we do that, I promised we'd have Caleb from The Mix, Game Room, and Skate Park. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Orale. Oh. Man, it's nice to have an audience in this little studio sometimes. You know, they do live radio, audience. It's always interesting.
It's good. They're kind of awkward, though. Like, I try not to make eye contact.
Me too.
You know?
Too awkward.
Kind of freaks you out.
Dude, I'm stoked to be here again.
Yes, I'm stoked to have you here and actually be here.
I know, you give me a reason to wake up in the morning.
This is good. Hey, hey. Shouldn't your wife be that reason?
Yeah, she was way up before me, dude. I didn't even get up or anything. I'm slacking today. Usually I get up and make her breakfast, but...
Dude.
I was too tired today.
You're putting us husbands to shame. I wake up way early.
Only when she goes to work, though. Like, when she has work days, because she's getting ready for work, and it just helps her out.
I would make Chrissy breakfast in the morning, but I'm really only good at cereal, and she wakes up like 2 hours later than I do.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it would be really soggy. Yeah.
You're up at like 5, probably, huh? 5:30.
4:30 is when my alarm goes off.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So you must go to bed early, early.
It's the idea. Last night I did, ish.
Heck yeah.
10-ish. 10-ish. If I'm in bed by 10-ish.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
That's reasonable. You know, it's hey, come on. 10 o'clock hour. But it doesn't usually happen that way.
I hear you, dude.
So, life. Life, bro. Speaking of life and things not happening the way you had planned it, The Mix Game Room and Skate Park, it's been shut down for a while.
Oh, man. It has. It's been shut down for a minute. I mean,
everybody's jonesing to skate.
Me, too. And just to use the facility. So it's coming down to the wire, though. We're going to be opening up this Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for our open house. Inviting the community at large and just anybody and everybody who wants to come and check it out and see what we've done. I'm super excited. We're almost there. We got some welding going on.
Yes.
We got our floors being waxed today.
I want to skate when nobody else is there.
Yeah?
I'm going to be the guy that gets
kicked out. You've been saying that for a long time.
Well, I always get nervous because what's going to happen is I'll jump the fence during off hours and have my board out there, and then security will bum rush me.
Oh, for sure.
And go, bro, read the 17 signs around the park that says it's closed right now. Get out. And I'm like, but I work here. And I get out. Okay, I'm sorry.
It happens.
It does happen regularly.
It does. It's kids and, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I chat with them. So, man, we're putting in the work this week so that on opening day it'll be fresh, crisp, clean. We have a few little last minute things, but it's coming together. So, and then we'll be open. We're actually opening, we'll be up Monday through Saturday, every day of the week.
Yes.
Yeah, we got something going on. So, our full schedule should be online by now.
This is the best time of year.
I know, it's all fresh and sun's out and, have so many kids come and knock on the door when we're working in there, and it sucks to have to turn them away, but it's worth it because the end result is really just going to be probably, I don't know of a more epic youth center in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
I really don't, and I'm pretty out there, you know, trying to check out and see what's going on in the community and what the kids, what there is for the kids to do, but I really haven't seen anything quite like it. I think it's like a diamond in a rough a little, you know?
Everybody has to say that about their own place, but I will say when you gave us the secret tour.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
And you haven't even seen anything
since. I haven't
since
then.
That was kind of just
already I was freaking out like, oh, good. Because it's like 18 feet away, so I know exactly where I'm going to go when I get off of here because you kind of got to decompress from talking for 4 hours.
Oh, I could only imagine. And you stand up the whole time, I'm assuming.
Yeah. And
oh
so it's nice to just chill, rock some video games, Eat a Hot Pocket.
Throw your feet up. I don't know about Hot Pockets these days, man.
Just kidding.
You can eat a corn dog or like a chimichanga.
There you go, bro. I'll rock
with
a corn dog.
Some Cheetos.
I don't care how old you get. Corn dogs for life.
Oh, yeah.
Corn dogs for life.
I have my seasons of high addiction to those. Like, seriously, where I go in and, like, I crave it. I have to have it.
Yeah.
So.
It's all good.
Oh, yeah. We'll have our snack bar fully up and running with all the goods.
Let's talk about Saturday, man. It's going down, right?
Yeah. So this Saturday, we're really, it's just a day for people to come and check it out. Come hang out. I mean, we'll be open early at 10 a.m. Me and my staff will be there answering any questions, casting the vision for the mix and the future of it, events and activities that we have planned for the summer. And now, you know, with skate ministry and girls only and, you know, lock-ins, like all night skate night type stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing that. We got skate lessons. We're working on I know you love this one, is the gamer ministry.
Yes!
I don't know if we want to call it gamer ministry, but we want to do gamer events, you know?
All right.
Not really like a bunch of
video games.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to talk with you about that because I'm not a video gamer at all.
It's all good. You could totally throw events. Come on.
Yeah, we got art. I mean, you can see because you're in the studio and you have perfect view to our park, but we have huge on the back wall. We're going to be putting big old art pieces back there. So it's going to be colorful. It's going to be youth art, you know, so we're really
crayons,
pushing that.
A whole lot of Crayola.
Crayolas and Sharpies. So we're going to have fun, dude. I mean, Saturday is going to be a kickback day. I mean, it's not like a major event. It's just an open house. We want people to come and check it out. We want to be there to answer any questions and just let people get involved.
I mean, really.
And it's for everybody, young or old. And it's way more than a skate park. So even if you don't skate, that's fine. Come and hang out and check it out. It's really a youth center environment.
We just read the story about a church across the ocean that has discovered the Holy Grail.
I heard about that.
So I feel like what you need to do, if you just want it to be even bigger, shroud a Turin. Just pretend like we found it.
Yes.
All right? It's going to be on the back wall
of
the Mix Game Room and Skate Park.
On a corn dog. I thought I saw Jesus' face one
time.
Dude!
On a corn dog.
There's actually something to that. Remember this week, Don was telling us about that.
Oh, yeah.
About how that is a real thing.
Yeah.
People and why that is
like
that people see Christ in toast and pancakes and corn dogs.
Well, yeah, I mean,
and
essentially,
it's a real thing.
They're just lining up with the vision of Static Radio because we're trying to teach people to see Christ in like secular music and movies and comic books. You know, and they're just like,
and
check
just
out
like,
the corn dogs,
yeah,
guys.
Check this out.
Look at that bush
That'd
over
be
there.
A good,
what is that in the concrete? I don't know. What do you think it is? Same kind of thing, man.
I was just I was wrong. Apparently that was Chrissy that sent us that article.
Oh.
So.
Oh no. Infighting. Infighting within the commune. Oh great. This is gonna just not go over well. Caleb, I can't wait to see all the changes in the mix.
I'm excited to check out the new couch because I'm probably gonna be sleeping on it.
Yeah, this guy.
Oh, and it's comfortable. I slept on it already.
No, Caleb!
I have.
I have. That's cool,
times.
Man.
No, we do. Like I said, we've done all night skate nights. Really, mm-hmm. literally, where we skateboard all night and hang out and chill. We had those guys from Colorado. We hosted them a few weeks ago, and yeah, we used it as a crash pad. But it was a blessing for them.
Yeah,
and a blessing for us too. You know, that we have a facility to do that, and I just want to open it up to everybody to take advantage of it, use it, have fun with it.
It's a good idea to have an all-night game night, I'm just saying.
No, I think that's a great idea, man.
Are you trying to start up your game night ministry?
I am.
Mm. Let's do it. You have the
I'll
perfect platform
this.
Right
I'm
there.
I'm the assistant game night minister.
So down.
I'm the guy that's walking around going, hey, I'm
assistant
terrible at these
two
games.
The game
yeah, assistant two.
Assistant two.
Because he wins, and I lose at all the games. So I'm like, hey, if you're not feeling good, come here. I've got a devotional prepared for you.
There you go.
Yeah,
we'll have to chat because I want to make that a reality this year. I've been there for 6 years, and that is one thing that I've never been able to...
Instill?
Yeah, instill or accomplish. But I always think, like, we have video games in there, you know what I mean? Kids play them 24/7 while we're open.
Yeah.
Like, every hour that we're open. So how can we use those to glorify God or at least create discussion?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
down to help with that!
So this Saturday,
yes,
10 a.m. to 6 p.m.,
beautiful
Calvary Campus and the Mix Game Room and Skate Park.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out our website at themixabq.org.
Get all the details there.
Get
come
the
be
deets.
A part of this. It's going to be incredible. I promise you. Apparently, we haven't seen it Because we saw it, but he's saying that we haven't even seen it, bro.
Yeah, we've done so much more since.
Can we go look today?
Oh, well, they're waxing the floors.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, I can't even go in there today.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Oh, lame. All right.
But
this Saturday. Okay.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
This Saturday, open house. I'm excited. It's about freaking time.
No joke.
We've been waiting for this open for so long. It's going down. It's going to be incredible. Video games, throwing a munch, rocking some skate.
Throwing a munch.
Corn dogs, bro.
Corn dogs. It's going to be incredible.
Yes.
We gotta move on.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Adios, guys.
Oh, man. On the way, New Music Tuesday.
Oh!
Tons of great music for you to judge. Get those judging fingers ready
so that
you can just say horrible things on Facebook.
Let me get my boots on.
Or you can actually enjoy it. I feel like today's going to be a much more enjoyable day than last Tuesday.
It's going to be a long day. So there's got to be something in here. It's a very mixed bag of music.
Okay.
There's got to be something that you might like.
That is on the way. All the details for this Saturday's extravagant event. It's called Open House, and it's the mix. It's opening up. There's going to be corn dogs. There's going to be Mountain Dew. There's going to be bros.
There's going to be Caleb.
Yeah.
And that's what you want.
I'm stoked, man. Probably some Jeter boys. They've wanted to learn to skate from you for so long.
I know.
They want you to be your personal trainer.
When are you going to get that going where you're training little dudes to skate?
We have skate lessons this summer.
Skate lessons!
Yes!
Every Monday in the summer.
It is about time, because they've been losing their minds.
Are the skate lessons open to 30-year-old adults that always want...
Any age kid is welcome to come.
Is there a wannabe track? Because I had that on lock.
You could go out there.
What about rollerblading?
If you want to.
There's no rollerblading track! Come on!
You just judged rollerbladers.
I love rollerbladers.
No, you don't.
I love bikers.
Nobody loves rollerbladers. Nobody does.
With their pink spandex.
Oh,
little rollerbladers. Little sweet things.
Oh, my gosh.
That's cool.
90s right there.
Yo,
heck yeah,
90s,
bro.
Baby.
Sideways fanny pack.
Yes.
Pink spandex. I did it. Wait.
Yeah.
I saw people.
I didn't watch Airborne and then try to model my life after that movie. Let's go to break. All right, we'll be right back. Team on the morning party.
Now!
Static.
It's the time
for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
It's time.
It's time for New Music Tuesday.
Welcome to New Music Tuesday. It happens every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Mountain Time.
Yep.
Your chance to vote on all the new music that we play. We have a list.
Yeah, because last week we did not add any music because we played April Fool's joke.
Yeah, but if you remember how incredible the music was last week, you should be excited, prepared, and ready to enjoy what we call Static Radio.
There is one track this week that could possibly fit in last week.
How's the order? You got to fix the order. I just started throwing everything in.
I like what you got right there.
Okay. Should I move that up?
Yeah.
Leave that
in?
Okay.
We have a ton of music to get to. Some great bands released new tracks this week. There's a new signing. Two new signings, Tooth & Nail, a band called New Empire, another one called Artifacts. Pierre Perio.
Yeah.
Copeland released a new song this week. Civil Twilight released a new song. Stick around. It's going to be a fun New Music Tuesday.
I'm excited. We kick it off with a band called Sun Culture. They're new to the Static Radio airwaves.
Yeah.
The song is New Kings. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it. That's the format. If you dig it, we get enough likes. It usually sticks around in rotation for a little while. If you just flat hate it, we bury it away.
Bury it away.
In a crypt somewhere.
Yeah.
And it never sees the light of day.
Until somebody finds it in a room and they think, yeah, lost chalice.
Somebody's radio life hangs in the balance. Are you going to...
What are you
going to
do?
Allow their career to continue? Or are you going to just bury it deep in the ground?
Because here's the thing.
Make them get a real job.
The biggest, well, I guess like measure of success is whether or not you can get your song on Static Radio.
I mean, that's it.
That's been reported all across the internet.
Yeah.
It was a Facebook meme.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on a forum.
All the record labels are saying it now.
Yeah, all of them.
They're like, how do we compete in this world where nobody buys anything anymore? We get a song on Static Radio.
Dig or bury.
And it's up to you, the listener, to decide who gets to be.
No pressure. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it, bury it. It's New Kings by Sun Culture. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. The band is Sun Culture. New Kings, dig it or bury it, facebook.com.
Dude, Seth.
/ Static Radio.
I think the song was like 12 seconds in, and a guy named Seth Stevens, he said, dig! He just knew instantly.
It was an instant hit.
Woo! Michael Harvey says, Lieutenant Dan, I got you some ice cream.
Oh.
Dig. Man, you guys are taking this Princess Bride Forrest Gump thing seriously.
Yeah.
Woo, keep going. That's fine. That's you have a right to exercise your opinion.
Yeah.
Kayla says, ooh, das nice, dig. Sean says, ponies. Okay. Bill says, that's funny. My name's Roger. Two Rogers don't make a right, dig. Joshua says, man, Static has gotten boring with the music selection. Smiley face, but still love you guys. Thanks, Josh.
Should we give Josh his pick?
Yeah, hey, Josh, we got you, bro.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that you had music. David, there's a handful of people.
Maybe.
Who still go, Skelet!
You, David, and the ladies that call in, the 50-year-old ladies that call in that love Red and Skillet.
Hey, Red's coming.
I know. Yeah. And Disciple.
Yeah.
My friends
and
are coming.
Spoken. And Benja.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think that Jesse will get on stage with
He's playing a whole leg of the Spoken
Guys,
Tour.
Guys, Jesse McDermott is one of the best guitar players
in the universe.
The world.
Yeah.
And he is going to be playing with Spoken.
Yeah.
It's Red, Disciple, Spoken, Benja, and somebody else.
Yeah.
We'll have all the info up on our website soon.
Yeah, mystaticradio.com. I think it's there.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
So, he's doing
fun.
A whole leg of the Spoken Tour.
Oh,
former guitar player from Spoken, lives here in Albuquerque. His first show is the Albuquerque show.
He is an incredible guitar player.
I love Jesse.
Incredible guitar player.
Yeah. So, however, we do get those requests randomly.
We do.
So we got a song submission this last week for New Music Tuesday, and this includes a very special guest.
It does.
Currently in Israel, actually.
Yeah.
With the Whosoever's.
You might remember her from being the singer of a band called Flyleaf.
Yeah.
Not Fireflight. That's the same girl.
Flyleaf?
That's my wife, Flyleaf. Her name was Lacey. She's no longer in that band. She's over in Israel doing something.
Yeah, she's part of the Whosoever's. They've been over there for some time. I keep seeing all the pictures.
Are they trying to find the Holy Grail?
Maybe.
Who knows?
They're doing awesome things.
Anyway, she guests in this song. This is We As Human. This band was discovered by John Cooper of Skillet. And this goes out to our boy Joshua, who says that we are super boring, but he still loves us.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. We As Human, take the bullets away. It is New Music Tuesday. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Whenever I hear about bullets right now, all I can think about is Linya Heitzik's Reload Love
thing.
Jared went and helped out with.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I thought about when I read the title of the song. I was like, oh, yeah, Jared did something over there. What'd he do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking. He was over there helping out, being a man.
Yeah.
Poor Jared.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think.
Let's see what the people have to say, because
that's what counts.
So far, everyone was digging it as we were updating the post as it was going. Except for our boy Thebes, who says, just dig, no frills. Oh, well, no, he likes it. Josh says, LOL, guys, thanks. Josh,
hey, you're welcome,
hey,
buddy.
We love you. You know what? It's awesome that even though people don't dig a lot of the music on the station,
they love us.
They love us, and they find something that they like.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that's a good
common
goal.
Ground.
Yeah. Let's do a mixed bag. Let's put something out there that anyone could like, except for metal. And that's what we're gonna do.
That was pretty metal-ish. Kind of.
I would say butt rock, but not to offend anybody.
Right.
You know, so we'll say modern rock.
There you go.
Michael says, why don't you love me, Jenny? I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is. Not for me, Barry. Penelope says, I want to hear this constantly forever. Penelope, are you okay? And by the way, I think the 80-year-old woman you credited with requesting Skillet and Red are actually the ones picking the majority of your music. Oh!
although that doesn't seem feasible because we don't play a lot of those bands. Carly says, just not my kind of song, Barry, although everyone else disagrees with me. Crystal says, yep. Kayla says, dig. Bill says, I'll be taking these huggies and whatever cash you got, Barry. Sean says, from the first strum of the guitar, dat tone. Dig. You love that metal zone pedal. Matt says, OM goodness, dig. Robert digs, Ann digs, Amber wow. digs, Aubrey digs, Jenna digs. There you go, guys.
A lot of digs.
A lot of digs. And I think, you know, Lacey from Flyleaf being in it, I think that added to the song.
Tell us what you think, dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's New Music Tuesday. We're playing a lot of new music because of our amazing April Fool's prank last week. We didn't get to load anything new. So we have a ton to get to. Are we going here?
Yeah, this is fine.
The artist is And By Love. I always love New Music Tuesday because I don't get to hear any of this music. You, like, surprise me every week.
Man.
Hey, surprise!
Don't ever cross me, and one day I'll just load Gangsta Rap. Straight up.
Wait, like Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Yeah, dude.
And I'm gonna miss everybody. And I'm gonna miss everybody.
That's yes. not the song. That part I just did. That's
no,
not there.
No, that was a remix.
I'm gonna miss it. Man, that song was heavy.
What about Today Was a Good Day by Ice Cube?
Or can Coolio? We add that? Any Coolio?
Gangster's Paradise?
Yeah. Oh. What about the song of All's That? All That? All That? The theme song.
What?
All That. This is all. Did he do that or did he do Keenan and Kel? Keenan and Kel, who came from All That.
Oh my gosh, that is so not gangster.
It's super gangster, man. You have to be a gangster or a fool to like that. I am a gangster, so I don't know what you guys are doing.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about all the new music, including this brand new artist to Static. They're called And By Love. The song is Never Alone. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey!
Static.
How can you sleep with the weight of the world inside?
And By Love, Never Alone.
There you go.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We are in the middle of New Music Tuesday. You help us decide what makes it, what goes.
Shannon says bury it. Deep.
Okay.
Woo! Joshua says, run, Forrest, run. Are you running for peace? No, I'm just running. On a more serious note, it's mellow. He likes it.
Wait, Joshua Duran likes this?
I don't know. Matt says, I feel like I've heard this before. Not
yeah.
too shabby. Dig.
Oh.
Yeah, we were talking
I feel like
I feel like most bands at some point write a similar chord progression.
That's the song.
Like a song similar to that.
That was the...
It's a yeah. very, very
It was
common
a very cookie-cutter, yeah.
TJ says he's forcing his voice too much. It's kind of like a turd. You can force it and get results, but you won't be truly satisfied unless you just let it happen naturally. Thank you, TJ, for that fantastic poop illustration.
Is that a berry? Is this one going away, or what do we...
Crystal just puts a thumbs down. Michael says, my mom always said life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. It's all right, Barry. Bury it, then dig it back up. Aubrey says, I'm torn between liking the message and feeling like the sound and composition are just ordinary, Barry. And Andrew says, dig could use a breakdown and solo so it didn't sound so One Direction-y.
Hey, whoa, bro. Why you got to bring One Direction into
Story
this?
Story of my life, man.
Gosh.
That is what happens. How long is that song going to be stuck in your head?
No, keeping it to myself.
Sing it.
Nope.
Sing, what were you going to say?
Nope.
Tell me what you were going to say.
I don't remember.
Tell me.
Nope.
Why? I got that song on my phone. It's fine.
Man, this weekend the Jeter family was driving around and that song came on the radio.
Was it Relentless?
It was like a jam.
That song was
session.
Relentless.
The windows all of a sudden all went down and I'm pretty sure every single family member of the Jeters became a member of One Direction.
Mm. Thebes has a good point. Other than their obvious affiliation with the Illuminati logo, go look at their logo. This is overproduced, much like the 80s Mustang with a four-cylinder.
Couldn't agree more, Thebes.
Good example. And Matt says, I got shot in the buttocks. You killed my father. Prepare to die. This song is pretty good, too. All right, let's move on. This next band, recent signing to Tooth & Nail Records.
I'm excited to hear this song.
They serviced this song to us, and we've been playing a different song called Relight the Fire.
Which is a jam.
Yeah, we've been jamming that one. This band is from New Zealand.
Okay.
And this video actually was on, you know that Nylon magazine? There's a magazine called Nylon for girls, but there's a Nylon Guys magazine that Dave is subscribed to, not me. Okay. Dave Stovall, not me. I don't get clothes magazines. Dave. Stovall Dave.
Dave Stovall!
Yeah, you know him. Anyway, this video was premiered on their website.
Wow.
And that's a pretty big deal.
That is a pretty big
deal. So this is New Empire. Their new song, Say It Like You Mean It.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. When we were 100 miles from home. New Empire, Say It Like You Mean It. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Welcome to New Music Tuesday.
New to you. Doug, why are you laughing?
Your chance to vote on all the music. Does it stay? Does it go? What about New Empire?
What is that thing? Andrew put up a picture of a Pokemon?
Oh, man.
I think that's Pikachu with muscles.
I only know because he's standing next to Ash. Is that Ash?
Yes. That's either
the Pokemon
that's
trainer.
That's either Ash or that's Mitch. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
Andrew
one of them.
Says, song is strong, dig. Thebe says, not sure I can assign a car to this. Perhaps a Yugo?
Like you go away?
No, I think, is the Yugo the little smart car thing? I don't know. Ann says, I'll say it like I mean it. Bury it. I cannot feel this. Woo. Michael says, Ms. Gump, you have to do the best with what God gave you. It's all right. Crystal says, what year was this recorded? And Josh says, yawn, I like the lyrics, but Barry, LOL, time to put some Coldplay on, LOL.
Wow, okay.
Lol.
Did anybody like that song?
Hang on, I'm refreshing. No.
Wow.
Wow, guys. I'm surprised.
Way to show your true colors.
Aubrey says, tooth and nail, we liked DC Talk, but this is somewhat boring. Well, later we're going to play another new signing by Tooth and Nail that you might be a little more into.
I'm really looking forward to hearing it because I haven't heard anything come from them, but I do know that it was a major signing.
Yeah,
and
people have been
really excited about that. So, all right, from New Empire to iAnthem.
Ooh. And I think their song that we played was called Empire. iAnthem, I think the other song that we played was...
Not confusing at all.
Not confusing at all.
Okay, good.
This song, Lonely Soul by iAnthem. Let us know what you think. We have a lot of music today.
Yeah.
So don't give up.
Don't give up. We got some really good stuff on the way, including a few bands that we have been waiting with bated breath.
Yes.
To hear new music from. So I'm really looking forward to it, but we got to get through everything.
We do.
Got
Remember,
a lot of stuff.
We're playing catch up from last week where we were playing a joke on you.
Joke's on us.
Joke's
seems
on us.
Like. Yeah.
A lot of hard work.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Them Lonely Soul.
Bow, 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 bow.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about the gyms.
Hey, and I want to encourage you, if you guys like a band that you hear, go tell that band on their Facebook or their Twitter or whatever that they're getting played and that you like them.
Yeah.
Because that goes a long way.
Tell them we sent you.
If they're a smaller band, they'll hit you back and they'll say, hey, that's great. Can you help us set up a show in your area? And then you'll be like, wait, why don't you guys just come play here? And then they'll say, because that's not how it works. And you'll say, wait, I thought that's it. And you'll try to, it'll be confusing.
It'll be a really long
drawn-out conversation. Anyway, all that to say, just support the band you like.
Yeah.
Deep says, oh, I get it. Nice job, fellas. An extension of last week's New Music Tuesday. Got it. This gets a Reliant K. The car, not the band. Although in my eyes, they're one and the same.
Oh.
Oh. Matt says, the drummer's cool. Everything else is fairly dull. In the words of the lonely, Barry. Sean says, is this another April Fool's trickery? The music's starting to all sound alike. Barry. And he spelled it like his last name. Andrew says, dig it. I like it. Seems a bit Reliant K-ish. Reliant Thumb K. Ha. Carlos says, dig. TJ says, he's tightening his gut to get extra power and oomph at the right times. I would imagine he never walks out of the stall unsatisfied. This is going to be a long morning. Robert says, sounds good, dig. Josh says, I just want to close my ears, bury this. Oh, I'm afraid, haha. And Michael says, and because I was a gazillionaire and I like doing it so much, I cut that grass for free. Dig.
Oh, man, we are halfway through New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You helping us decide the new tunes that we're adding to the rotation. If there's ever a band you love that we're not playing, send us an email, studio@MyStaticRadio.com. We will get it on the airwaves at least once.
At least once.
Yeah, So there's one way you can do it. Or if you're a local band and you'd like to get your music played on the airwaves, you can submit it through the locals rules section at mystaticradio.com. Put your MP3s there. Send us a band bio. We get it all. And we will play it as well. So, what he said was, that's how we do. We are independent. If you'd like to keep us that way, support us at mystaticradio.com.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just trying to
always
interpret.
Need an interpreter. In
roommates, you know, I feel like we get each other. So
you get me, man.
Yeah, man.
Doug gets me too.
Yeah,
I'm glad you guys are my friends.
Yeah, bro.
It's hard not having friends. This next song is called "The Man Unknown." It's by a band named Colors.
Yeah,
check it out and let us know what you think.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party
right now.
Static. Colors, "The Man Unknown." Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. That had a cool sound, man.
Not according to Robert.
Oh.
I think was
sorry,
his name.
Sorry, Robert. My bad.
He said, yeah, this is weird, Barry. Matt says, big old dig. Crystal says, no thanks.
Okay.
Clopez says, love it. Yep. Kayla digs it. Ryan says, no, just no. Matt wrote, musical. No, wait, what is that? Sleep. Z's. He fell asleep. Brandy says, I like it, period.
Okay.
Andrew says, that means I dig it a lot.
Oh, okay.
I thought Alan says, I fell asleep. Barry, I need to stay awake.
Sorry.
And then Crystal says, this song even talks about falling asleep. Maybe it's meant to be a love line.
There is nothing wrong with jams that just, like, kind of chill you out. And what if you're having a stressful day? You need to, like, de-stress.
Hey.
You just need to chill.
These people are not ready for that kind of thing.
Okay. It is, like,
they
8 o'clock
never
in the morning.
Get stressed
all
out.
All right. Okay.
Bill Peterson says, it's like we're on two different channels now. I'm CNN and she's the Home Shopping Network. Dig. Bill, don't tell us about your marriage on the internet. Come on, man.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Changing it up a bit.
Yes.
I have not heard this artist yet. Is this a Celeste pick?
Yes, this
okay.
is.
All right. Afternoons, 2 to 6 p.m. You can catch her. She has an interesting taste in music.
She does.
I love our eclectic taste.
Some would say it's called good.
Ah, I like that.
I don't know.
So this one.
It's very
good. A Celeste pick.
This is a Celeste. A lot of S's in there.
Yeah.
This is a Celeste pick.
Okay.
This is called. It's.
You should have said a Celeste selection.
A Celeste selection? Stop it. How many S words are in this? Don't. No, not that one. Stop it. Everybody stop it. Calm down. Doug?
This is a Celeste selection. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Pro!
You can say that.
Pro!
I'm going to sit over here and just try to pronounce words correctly.
Sweet.
Celeste selection.
That's solid.
This is a sweet Celeste selection.
Seriously,
right here
Stokes.
On Static Radio. Seriously.
Seriously.
Mm. DJ Sia, I think. Let Go. Dance of Your Track. She's been playing some of his music on the Prelude.
I love it.
And she said, hey, I think maybe a couple songs could work well in Static.
All right, tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. DJ Zaya.
Ooh, Matt says.
Let Go.
This is different. Reminds me of a timid Nine Inch Nails cover band. And then he says, I could dig this. Let her pick more music.
Okay.
Celeste, you're getting props.
All right.
Alan says, dig it. Maybe I just need my coffee to wake up my capability of being open-minded, but dig sounds cool. Cool sound. Aubrey says, Celeste, much better. Definitely not yawning. Dig. Kayla says, Celeste, select superb song. Stop it, everyone. Super dig. TJ says, bless her heart, which in the South is a deep insult. You can pretty much get away with anything in the South if you add bless her heart or
man.
Bless his heart or your heart on the end of it.
Bless her little
well,
heart.
Well, aren't you just the ugliest thing I've ever seen, bless your heart? See what I mean? That was straight hatred.
Yeah.
Woo.
Straight
Alan
trend.
Says, really dig. Tanya says, raise. That's who he reminds me of. Now, you loved Raze back in the day. You listened to Raze.
Oh.
Steve-O has, like, commemorative plaques of Raze. signed. He's got pictures with him, and he's got his little 90s clothes on.
I couldn't even name Ah Ray's song, much less songs plural.
That's funny, because one of his biggest hits is Ah Ray's. I'm kidding. I'd never listen to him either. Tanya says she's borderline dig. And Crystal says, let go. Let it go. Disney? Why is there so much Rays in the system?
Because we were K-Lite at one time. K-L-Y-T. This is from 90s.
More like K, leave me alone. I don't want to hear this.
This does sound a lot like
Hang on.
This.
I'm dancing. This sounds like Owl City or the Lego movie.
Yeah, 98.
Everything is awesome. Can we stop, please?
98.
People are going to tune in and say, oh, no, this station is not for me. I feel like they've hurt me. They've injured me. Wait.
Ugh.
I could see myself going nuts to this in the club.
Well, yesterday you were clubbing at home.
I was.
Dancing for Dawn.
She wasn't feeling good, so I played music and danced for her.
It was pretty great.
And she said, I have great moves.
I loved it, especially when the dollar bills started coming out.
Woo! It was awesome.
We got to pay the bills,
dollar
man.
Bills, y'all! Doug,
you think I'm joking.
It really did start
It really
happening.
Happened.
It did.
It was great.
I might have booty danced a little bit. It's okay.
So now we have a double function for the Batman pole that we had that went from upstairs to
it's
downstairs.
It's a Batman pole, I promise. You've seen Batman.
My favorite part is that when we're upstairs in normal clothes, when we go downstairs, all of a sudden
costumes.
We're in our Batman and Robin costumes.
I'm Batman and he's Robin every time.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm taller.
What?
It's got to be
Come
this
on.
Way. It's got to be this way.
You're still dancing and I stopped playing the music.
Wow. I have rhythm in my heart.
Oh,
look, I didn't stop moving. This is the exact same beat. I'm going at the same pace.
I feel like we've totally just dismantled playing DJ Zaya on our station.
Nah, man. He's great. It harkens back to the days of yore.
You can see. Okay, I can't do
that
this.
Sounded like, that sounded like
Michael Tate. Yeah.
I bet that's who it was. Ooh. Was he in disguise?
Not Ooh and Michael Tate. I just meant that era.
How could you do this?
I'm sorry.
Toby Mac's going to come
find
you.
Can we please change it up
yes,
a lot?
Yes, and we're gonna change it up in a great way.
I need your love.
I feel like we were listening to the Pure Moods soundtrack. Do you remember Pure Moods? And you.
Who can say? That's what I remember from Enya. There was no crazy beats.
Doug, Pure Moods?
It was that really slow one.
Who
Two things.
Who can say where the road in the something
Doug, two things from the 90s I need you to get on. Airborne and Pure Moods.
Pure Moods.
I'm sure
Volume
it's somewhere.
Volume 7.
Look on the internet. It's got to be
Kenny G.
Night at the Roxbury. What is love that? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No.
Gosh, I'm so glad to be moving on. Moving on to a bro. He released an EP this week, brand new one. So second EP in as many years.
Yes.
And I'm excited because this guy doesn't put out music enough.
Exactly.
So tell us what you think about this one. Totally different transition from DJ Zaya.
The last thing we got was Christmas stuff from him.
Yeah.
And now.
That's right.
Mr. Ethan Luck.
Yes.
Former drummer of Reliant K, former guitar player.
Of Supertones.
Demon Hunter.
He was in Dear Mr. Peterson.
He's got a ton of.
He
the
was
Dingies.
In the Dingies.
Tons of bands.
The Spice Girls, but you never knew that.
Mr. Ethan Luck is also the king of Nashville.
He is.
He and Jared Byers
are
in the running for king of Nashville.
Speaking of kings, he's currently out with Kings of Leon.
There you go.
So
working for them. He puts up fantastic photographs. You should follow him on Instagram.
He works hard for the money.
He was hard for the money.
Earworm.
He was hard for the money.
Song's called At Least I'm Yours. Dig it. Marry it.
And his name is Ethan Luck.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Check it out. This song's called At Least I'm Yours.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Ethan Luck.
Ryan
At
says,
least I'm yours.
Sounds like Smash Mouth, I'm burying.
Oh, what?
Whoa.
Smash Mouth, somebody wants. That sounds like Smash Mouth.
Yeah, that's Smash Mouth.
Ugh. Smash
Brandy,
Mouth?
On the other hand, says, Ethan has such a rad voice. I love his stuff. It's a keeper.
Smash Mouth?
Matt says, I see why he didn't put out much music. I'm clapping my hands, but still saying Barry. Man. And to that I say, you need to get saved, buddy. Sorry. Just kidding.
Oh, man. Well, not just kidding. You
Alan
do need
says,
to get saved if you're not. I mean,
borderline.
Like,
okay. Yeah, you're right. But in this instance, the way I use that,
right.
Incorrect. Offensive, that's not how you talk to people about Jesus. Just giving you guys an example of what not to do again.
That's right.
Which is what I'm usually doing when I'm talking.
Oh, man.
Matt, he told us to play the song back before it started, and then he said he didn't like it. Robert says he likes it, dig. Sean says he feels like they need to open that bass up, let the dude do a few runs and a bass solo, and at least a whole verse with nothing but the bass, dig. Sean, when you can spell, that's when we'll open up the verse for a bass solo. Bill Peterson says, well, baby-o, it's not exactly Mai Tais and Yahtzee out here, but let's do it.
Wow.
That's high praise, Bill. High praise.
Hey, when does Left Behind come out?
I don't know.
I cannot wait for that movie.
Yeah, I can't either.
It's going to be fun.
Nick Cage, bruh.
Nick Cage, bruh. Let's move on.
Okay. I'm still a little thrown off.
Are
you making fun of me?
Whatever,
Celeste Selection.
Oh, gosh, I can't do that. It sounds almost like a cuss word. It Swords. Just runs together so
Can you
so
say
much.
Sword?
Sword? I say sword.
You say sword?
Yeah.
It's clearly pronounced sword.
Mm-hmm. Sky's green, too, isn't it?
S-W-O-R-D. Well, some days, of course.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did you say Sundays or some days?
Oh, man.
What's next?
Can you say Sunday, someday? Someday, Sunday?
Someday, someday.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Don't trust that day.
It's also New Music Tuesday. We have to take care of the bills.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
We just tell people that when we get bored. Yeah, we do.
Some rad sponsors. We are a listener-supported station. It's because of local businesses and you who come alongside us with your monthly contributions that we're able to do what we do. If you'd like more information on how you can become a monthly donor, mystaticradio.com. Coming right back.
Mm-hmm.
New Music Tuesday continues.
It'll be great.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Welcome back to Team Awesome Morning Party.
So I praise and adore you, lay it all down before you.
You can't make fun of Waverly.
Yes, I can.
They were a great band.
They was lame.
Their bassist, man.
That's why they broke up.
Perfect hair.
They were lame.
Oh.
He had perfect hair until he had to put stupid earphones on his hair every day. What an idiot.
Why do you think I'm constantly wearing like hats or beanies?
Why do you think I'm not? I don't want my hair to fall out.
Yeah, but then you get that weird, like,
let it happen.
Hair thing.
This hair is resilient. It will poof back up.
It really will. You have Kevin Bacon-like hair.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Let's,
hey, man.
Hey, calm down.
I'm just saying.
Don't put standards on me like that.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. We are knee-deep in music.
In case you didn't hear enough from me during those messages, here I am back again.
Stop it.
So you can hear my voice more.
And more.
And more.
And more.
Which I'm sorry, I apologize for. But hey, you got to take the good with the bad. That's why you got Steve-O in here. Every once in a while you hear from Doug or Mitra Celeste.
Yeah. If you're new to the static airwaves during Tuesday, 8, 9 o'clock... We do something called New Music Tuesday. It's your chance to vote on all the music we're adding to the station. Tell us if you want it added or if you think it sucks. It's easy. Dig it, bury it. That's the format. Get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Chime in. We got a lot of incredible stuff this hour. I feel like this is the hour where we redeem some of the stuff that people were hating on last hour.
Well, yeah, but... Everybody that says all these songs sounds the same, the music that they listen to and like all sounds the same.
That's true.
So that's just what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're trying to encourage you guys to have a little variety in your life. You need some spice. Spice it up.
Look up Sum 41, man.
Yeah. Storming through the party like my name is El Nino.
I have no idea why, of all bands, Sum 41 popped into my brain.
Well, I know I'm not the one you thought you knew back in high school. Never saw, never saw, never lied to. Don't you know the fight? Don't do me right. I'm sticking over to another man.
I don't want to waste my time. Come another casualty of society. Fall in love.
Yeah. Check that out, Doug. What do you think now? You want to be in our band? Doug could be in our... What do you play? Do you play anything? Doug doesn't play anything.
He doesn't play... Why would you be in our band? You could be like the dude from the Boss Tones that just danced on the stage.
No, we'll be like Set Your Goals, and you can just walk around and kind of talk, sing.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it.
There you go. All right.
Anyway, this
Moving on,
completely different than any of those bands that we were just talking about.
Yeah, these guys have a signature sound that is... unlike anybody else.
It is them.
We are fans. Tell us what you think about this one. Their last single, Sun, was a pretty big hit, if you will, for Static Radio.
For us.
Yeah. People loved it.
Yeah.
So, but we want to know. They did this whole thing with planets and stars and such and whatnot.
Okay, so I looked it up. They've had this series of EPs called Atlas.
Yes.
Started in space. Now it's on Earth, and they put one out called Land.
Started at the bottom, now we hear.
This one came from the second Atlas EP, which released late last year.
All right.
But there is more. And they've got a single that just hit on Grey's Anatomy or something.
Nice.
I don't know if it's on any of the EPs.
Good job, Sleeping at Last.
Yes, Sleeping at Last. This is their song, Neptune.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Pitch black, pale blue. There was a stained glass. I want to love you, but I don't know how.
Sleeping at Last.
Sleeping at Last.
Song called Neptune. If you don't like it, don't worry. In 6 weeks, when you're in the car by yourself, all of a sudden it'll be like,
you'll cry. You will cry. You will cry your eyes out.
That's what happened to this dude.
That's what happened to me. Hey, David Myers has a fascinating point. Sleeping at Last is one of his favorite bands. There you go. But it's also one dude.
Yeah.
And everything he writes is amazing, and he loves us.
Hey, love you too, Dave.
He also loves Jesse McDermott.
He does.
They are friends.
Well, that's his brother.
I know.
So,
but friends mostly. Not really brothers, just mostly friends.
But they're brothers.
Yeah, but not brothers.
You have to... Okay.
Not really blood brothers.
I guess you have to love
friend.
Your brother, you don't have to like him. So
friendship
that in turn makes
brothers.
Them friends, too.
Who is that in the skate park? Ooh!
No, he works for the skate park.
What? Aubrey says, putting us to sleep while driving is dangerous. Barry, I'm sorry, trying so hard to like stuff.
We're going to keep...
Aubrey,
we got good
keep
stuff.
Listening.
We got good stuff.
There will be something that you like one day.
Yes.
Maybe not today.
We got some Slipknot coming up.
Yeah,
culture
we got
shock.
Slipknot. We got Insane Clown Posse.
Oh.
Another Culture Shock. It's called Blankets or something. What's that song? Magic?
Magic?
That, do you remember that? That horrible
gosh.
Song? It's like, we're Insane Clown Posse. We're Christians. That makes sense, right? That blew my mind. I loved it. I loved it so much.
Actually, Dan from Jars wrote a really interesting article about that song in particular
I'll
for
have
Relevant.
To read it.
You
have
to read it.
That's a smart dude.
Yeah.
That dude
and it was like, whoa.
Also, one of the most fantastic singers I have ever seen in person. I've told you this was before Don got to record a song with him. And they were going over parts together, like talking about melody.
Yeah.
And he would sing something and it would be slightly off key. And he would go, hang on, that's not the key. And he would find it and start singing. And you couldn't hear any music. Like, he was just listening to it in his headphones. And gosh, that dude, you talk about like training and awesome and professional.
Yeah.
And then his side project, Hawk in Paris.
Heck yeah.
So cool. Jars of Clay. Jeremy says dig. Jason says dig. Seth says, I want to dig it, but I don't know how. We'll get there, buddy. We'll get there. TJ says, Neptune is close to Uranus, which plays handily into his poop alliteration example things. They're probably at the local Walmart and nearby stalls. Fortunately, we don't have to be concerned about a poop stalemate. They're neighbors. They're friends. So they're comfortable around each other. Much like I'd be comfortable listening to this day or night, public or private stall, except in Sochi. Woo! Say it, Mateo. Say Andrew digs it, please. I did it. Somebody wrote that.
So weird.
Kayla says dig. Matt says extra nice song dig. Crystal says yes, please.
All right.
Brandy says you cannot go wrong with anything from Sleeping at Last. Love, love, love.
All right.
And Michael says, Mama always said dying was a part of life. I sure wish it wasn't. Barry.
Wow.
So, we're going to move on.
All right, moving on. And these guys, they're kind of mainstream. You may have heard of them.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
This goes out to our boy, Creepy Caleb.
Oh, Creepy?
Yes.
Creepy is a huge fan.
He's listening.
Yeah. And bassist for this band, actually.
I've got to see how to speak.
Husband of Rebecca St. James.
Sister
of For King and Country.
Who will be playing here.
On Easter. 6 degrees of separation.
And we will be broadcasting.
We will be broadcasting live from University Stadium, hanging out in the wee hours, preparing for Easter sunrise service, which is always an incredible time.
Yes.
So we invite everybody to come kick it with us. We'll be out there broadcasting live starting at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
At 7 a.m., special worship session that doesn't normally happen. Battle Drums is going to be doing special worship this year at 7 a.m., prepping everybody.
We don't think there'll be any kind of war, but they will be there.
Man, For King and Country, there's going to be a special prelude edition at the University Stadium.
There's a lot going on Easter morning if you're here in the Albuquerque area or within
a few hours.
Please come. We'll be there.
Yeah.
And we'd love for you are officially and unequivocally invited.
Boom.
Right there.
Yeah. Easter sunrise service. Check out all the details at mystaticradio.com. Okay. 6 degrees of separation from For King and Country. Brothers of Rebecca, who is the wife of bassist of Foster the People.
Foster the People, loved by Creepy Caleb. Here you go, buddy.
In a movie with Kevin Bacon, 1987. No. Song's called Pseudologia Fantastica.
Fantastica, let's get to it.
Oh, Static. Foster the People. Pseudologia Fantastica.
Good pronunciation.
Hey, man. That's how I do.
Pronunciation.
Celeste Selection.
I like saying words that are, they sound smart, but I don't really know what they mean. Because to me, that makes me sound smarter, and that's what I want.
Okay.
I want everyone to think that I'm super smart, that I'm well-educated.
All right.
And that I'm a white person.
I'm
kidding. Matt says, no hard feelings. I loves you, even if you only have one huge dot. Aw, he put up a picture of these jungle cats hugging each other. Go to our Facebook. You're missing out. Jed says, how would you hide a dead body? By listening to this song.
What?
Dang, Jed. Matt says, I like you guys to know. I do respect both Mateo and Steve-O. You guys make me giggle. Mitch and Celeste are splendiferous. However, I am trying extremely hard to like the songs. But no, Barry. Matt, we appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Like. Kayla says, yes, dig. Andrew says, Gandalf says, speak, friend, and enter. That means I dig.
Okay.
Thank you for clarification. David says, fresh. Thebes says, this is a road trip song in a 1964 Chevy 2 Nova with 396 big block. What you say about a duck?
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Crystal says, yep. Matt says, I hear a little bit of the gorilla sound.
Beautiful.
I dig it. And then Andrew says, he's bumping to it. Aubrey says, sweet. It's got some flavor. And Caleb, of course, says, it's a good one, this is.
Yeah.
Caleb, you're our boy.
All right, we got to keep the jams going. This band has been defunct for some years.
They
and
have.
We're like, Aaron, please.
Please, sir.
And finally, reunited and it feels good.
The other guys joined Mindy White and formed States.
Yeah.
And put out some. We played a couple songs, I think, here on the station before I got here. And not bad music at all.
No, and Aaron has been producing stuff, Aaron Marsh.
Tons of it.
Yeah, writing, producing, putting stuff together. And so everybody's like, when are we going to hear New Copeland? When are we actually, is this band ever going to do anything? And they announced the day before April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm. Well,
which in turn actually was launched on April Fool's. So everybody's like, is this an April Fool's joke? Thankfully, April 2nd, they said no.
This is real life.
And they put out a track for us so that we can prepare and get excited because there is brand new Copeland in this world.
And this track is called Ordinary, and it is anything but.
All right, tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
It's just ordinary too.
Copeland, song called Ordinary.
Woo!
Wow, tell us what you think.
That kind of echoed just then. That was cool.
Get or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Doug?
Doug? He fell asleep.
Okay.
Let me tell
okay.
you guys something. Don't take this the wrong way.
Oh, man.
Copeland is the only band in existence to ever truly put me to sleep. I saw them play at Cornerstone years and years ago. at the girl I was dating at the time, me and her had just gotten in this huge fight on the phone. There was terrible reception at Cornerstone, so it was one of those like, and then you, and then the whole time you're going, I can't hear you. I'm hanging up. Anyway, I was worn out. We had played. It was hot.
Oh, man.
And Copeland was playing one of the encore tents. It was one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard, and I literally fell asleep.
That's a shame.
But it was a good sleep. Yeah. You know, it was like they comforted me so much that I fell asleep. And I woke back up and was like, oh, whoa, what happened? Do I have my wallet? Okay. And then I went back to the van because we were sleeping in the van.
Amazing. Amazing.
That's my Copeland story.
I saw them play with Amberlin, I think, like a decade ago.
Yeah. Long time ago. In Motion came out in 2005.
Gosh. How crazy is that?
2005, Doug.
Yep.
Good grief. Kayla says, super chill, yet I dig it. Jeremy says, too ordinary and sleepy.
Okay.
Barry, Aubrey says, I've got my shovel out, but I'm not sure what to do with it. Dig, I think.
All right.
Andrew says, the song is too ordinary. I was expecting extraordinary. I was waiting for an explosion of music.
Have you ever heard Copeland?
Yeah, for real. Crystal says, loving the piano and the whole song. And Thebes says he just ate some fresh cocoa nut.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Thebes.
Oh, man. I'm so glad he's keeping us up to date with what's going on in his world. Speaking of people that are keeping us up to date with what's going on in their world.
Yes.
Our good buddy, Micah Talks.
Micah Talks.
He's been working on stuff with one of my favorite bands. These guys are called Civil Twilight. And they're incredible. In fact, a member of Civil Twilight, former member of Anchor and Braille.
Yeah.
Who was, you know, made up of Micah.
Yeah.
Was at one point Kevin. And Steven Christian from Amberlin.
You gotta be kidding me.
So, yeah, Civil Twilight. I can't wait to hear this sound because I want to know if there's any Micah influence there, any Anchor and Braille-ish, anything, because they've all been writing together,
ooh,
working on new stuff.
For the Anchor and Braille?
Yeah.
For that Anchor and Braille.
So without further ado,
yeah,
dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. This is brand new music from Civil Twilight. Song's called The Courage or the Fall. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Civil Twilight. The Courage or the Fall. Dig it or bury it. facebook.com/mystaticradio. I gotta be honest, I love Copeland and Civil Twilight.
I am
in a relaxed mood.
It is relaxing.
Those songs are chill.
Chill out. Every once in a while, a chill song is good.
Woo!
But we know you guys are sick of hearing the piano ballads. We know that you guys are just ready to, you need it to get picked back up a little bit.
Yeah, man.
You got to get through your day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've saved two songs for you.
Okay.
To the very last.
I have been waiting for this band to release something for a very long time.
Yeah.
Tooth and Nail has been teasing it for quite a while. They're from Kentucky. Sorry, Wildcats. So close.
We wanted that. We wanted the Wildcats to win because of that guy that got the tattoo at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
But that is the only reason I wanted them to win.
The guy that got the national champions tattoo at the beginning of the season, though, shouldn't be discouraged because he, in turn, caused his team to step up.
He motivated them.
He did. I felt like it was an inspiration for the team that made it all the way to the national championship, and nobody saw that.
True.
So it was a victory, bruh.
Victory, bro. And now all
except
you
for the
do,
tattoo, because it's stupid and it's a lie.
Yeah, but it's a memory.
It's a, yes. Yeah.
You can have stupid memories.
Yeah, I have a few of them on
don't
my
be fooled,
on my body.
Friend. Do
so,
not be fooled.
I'll tell you that right now.
Memory's not good in its own right.
We got two tracks for you left. This one, a brand new artist to Tooth and Nail Records. They've been teasing music on their Instagram, and I'm really excited that it's finally here. The band is Artifacts Perio.
Mm-hmm.
Song's called Hands of Penance. They just signed to Tooth and Nail. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Time to wake up.
It seems like Tooth and Nail is trying to make a comeback.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard.
We'll see what's going to happen.
Going with the rock.
Whoop.
Yeah. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. These ones. Artifacts Perio,
there you go.
Remember the name.
Whew, TJ says, this guy has pent-up tension. Give me a laxative and move on. Nice try, TNN.
What?
On the other hand, our boy David says, y'all know I have to dig this. We love you, David.
I feel like it had that classic, like, Coheed and Cambria, kind of wedding, kind of, what else? You said circa?
The noodling about on the guitar reminded me of that.
I really enjoyed it.
Coheed, I love it, and I'm a Coheed fan. Jason Smith says, love it, dig. Andrew says, dig it all the way to China, although I would probably spontaneously combust and burn up once I hit the center of the earth. Ah!
That's true. That's true.
No, man, it's hollow down there. You'd live.
Quite cold, though, so bring a jacket.
Matt said, I'm up. I'm awake. Instant rotation. Do it. Dig! Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. One, one. Exclamation, win it. One. Spelled out one. One. He's excited.
Artifacts Perio, they're brand new to Tooth & Nail Records. They hail from Kentucky.
They do.
Pretty excited about that signing to Tooth & Nail.
Yeah.
So, we get to partner with them.
I wish the glory days would return. I have to be honest.
You talking like Blindside?
Blindside, Under Oath, Amberlynn, May. You know, back in the day, Tooth & Nail
Dead Poetic.
Oh,
New Medicine's released, what was it, a decade ago yesterday or something like that? I was looking online. At Tooth & Nail. They've been doing some stuff, and I do, too, feel like they're going back to that rock sound.
They're trying to.
You know what we missed, which wasn't that signature rock sound, but
what?
Secret Weapon, which was a later MXPX record, but I still loved that release as well.
Oh!
That season of Tooth & Nail, man.
Speaking of MXPX, Mike Herrera is going to be producing and playing bass on the new Amber Pacific record. Did you read that? Doug. Me and Doug love pop punk.
Yeah.
That's going to be legit.
I love Mike Herrera. So.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway,
speaking of the good old days of Tooth & Nail,
yeah,
this takes you way back to those good old days.
Our friend Nikki went to the Taking Back Sunday show the other day.
Yes.
And this band played, and she could not stop. She couldn't shut up about them.
She couldn't.
And we said, Nikki, just shut up for once. And she said, no, this is the first time you guys have talked to me. And we're like, shut up. It's horrible.
Go back to the art department area that you belong in.
We'll never do it again.
Weird.
Blah. Anyway, Sleepwave played. Sleepwave is the new project from Spencer Chamberlain.
Yes.
The screamy one from Under Oath.
Yeah.
The screamy. He was just running around screaming about who knows what.
Yep.
Somebody was like, get him a Xanax! No, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
He started a band called Sleepwave.
He did.
And this band is not really screamy.
No, they just played, as you said, here in Albuquerque with Taking Back Sunday. And Nikki, our dear friend Nikki from the
art department. She said they were great. I didn't realize they had actually put out a song. And then she was like, yeah. And then it's like everyone in the world said, yeah, they put out a song. It's like, thanks, guys. Thank you. For telling me. Jerk.
Oh, man. Final track of the morning for New Music Tuesday. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The song is called Rock and Roll is Dead and So Am I. I'm excited to hear this.
Yay!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Yep. Sleepwave. Rock and roll is dead, and so am I. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do the people say?
Let me see.
Do they miss the glory days of Tooth & Nail like we do?
They just want a taste of the glory. See what it tastes like. Thebe says, Under Oath did one of the best things ever for music. Maylene and the Sons of Disaster. This, not so much. Too much like its predecessor, and I cannot stand Under Oath.
Whoa.
That's what he says. Matt says, Whoa. It's okay. Michael says, Mama says, they was magic shoes. They could take me anywhere.
Okay.
It's all right. Kayla says, when I saw them at the show last week, I thought their sound was very generic and kind of corny. It's growing on me now. Dig. David says, this also has my dig. I was late today, so just add my automatic digs to everything else you guys played today.
Cool.
Thanks, David. You won't like some of it.
Yeah.
Arrow says, meh, dig? Matt says, yo, dog, dig. And he put up a picture of a dog. This pit is going to get rough, it says. Rough.
Is that
like
a golden retriever?
It looks like Benji. Do you remember Benji?
I do.
Andrew says, dig, that is all. Brandy says, nice choice, Nikki. Dig. And that, my friends, is your New Music Tuesday for today.
Hey, if you would like to suggest a song for Static Radio, email us. Studio@mystaticradio.com. Tell us what you think about the jams. The people are still going back and forth.
That's okay.
About Forrest Gump. We started the morning with Forrest Gump versus The Princess Bride, as if they ever have to battle it to the death. However, Yeah. Today is Robin Wright's birthday. Happy birthday,
Happy
Princess
birthday.
Buttercup.
She wins either way.
Or Jenny.
Or House of Cards.
Or House of Cards.
Whatever she plays in that show.
What else was she in?
Doug?
She's what in else tons was of she stuff. In? She's been in tons of stuff.
He's like, why are you asking me this now? It's not pulled up in front of me.
Sorry. It's okay.
That was a lot of new music, guys.
That was. We had to catch up from last week, so if you missed any part of it, you can hear Middays with Mitch coming up at noon. I'll be joining her. We'll be talking about some of the new jams, replaying some of them if you didn't get a chance to hear some or get your voice heard on the new music.
And, of course, Celeste does the encore in the afternoon.
That's right. She'll be doing that as well. So it is a New Music Tuesday.
All day.
Yeah. You can tell us what you think about all the jammy jams now.
Oh, man.
We come to the end of today's journey.
Yep.
It was a fun day.
It was.
I learned that we don't always agree on everything.
That's okay.
But that's okay as long as you still have that friendship and it's grounded in something good.
It's not about agreeing on everything. It's about disagreeing well.
Yes. Now, there are times I've also learned that when you don't agree, some friends take it way too personally.
And flip out.
Whoa!
Entirely.
Flip out on you.
Celeste, why are you wearing that hoodie?
I'm never going to give this up.
Oh.
She's mad because I didn't love her song selection.
She is standing against you on principle. Oh, man. That sounds great.
Hey, you know what, Madonna? You need to calm down. All right? You're acting like a diva right now.
Whoa.
Guess what?
You're kind of looking like one.
Chicken butt. I am.
Oh, no.
I just feel really feisty today.
Well, I think it's the hood.
It's probably the
hood. I think it's your outfit today.
I feel like a different person.
You kind of look different.
Do I look like Robin Hood?
No.
Robin Hood and boots and stuff?
I feel like I'm going to throw up.
No.
I just don't understand why you guys don't like the song. The listeners spoke and liked the song.
And
so
here's the thing.
Explain that.
You get to rehash this in the 5 o'clock hour. 5 o'clock hour?
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
The drive time.
We'll talk about this again. This battle is not over. It's not a battle.
Yeah,
tell us what you think.
You're right. It's not over.
We just, take it or bury it.
We just talked about disagreeing well.
I feel like I am.
I'm trying so hard.
I'm being gracious.
You are, but Celeste
she
has a hoodie
on. She kicked me in
on.
The shin.
She kicked you?
Yes. Yeah. That is not a lie. You kicked my foot.
Hey, guys, physical
He's
violence
lying.
Is not disagreeing
He's
well.
In the workplace,
lying.
I know.
I want you guys.
Are
you are friends.
To masses of people.
You guys,
right now.
You guys look at the radio and you tell the radio that you two are friends.
Hey, Celeste.
You kicked my foot.
Hey. Sometimes friends don't agree on everything.
Stop it. Stop what you're doing right now. You manipulator!
I'm a huge fan of your work.
It's an unsafe work environment emotionally.
Huge fan of your work.
And I've had it.
You just gotta hold on. Maybe.
Yeah, like the song?
Maybe this will help you.
Sure said it in there.
Maybe
this
will help you.
Oh, it'll help.
This is not helping.
We want you to have a better day, Celeste.
This is not helping.
You have a show coming up from 2 to 6 p.m.
Celeste.
Stop it.
Hey.
Listen.
Both of you with your googly eyes, stop it.
Hey, I know there's pain.
I'm not falling for it.
Why do you lock yourself up with those chains?
The answer
yeah.
is no.
Celeste,
I'm never going to let this go.
Face your problems. And right now,
end
your problem's Steve-O.
Listener, no, I'm never going to let it go.
5
and you
p.m.
will hear them on Prelude.
5 p.m. today.
Yep.
Celeste, New Music Tuesday.
DJ Saya deserves another
your chance. Opportunity to redeem the song that she picked that was terrible. Hey, what?
Everybody else
no!
loved it.
Guys, hey. Let this chorus hey. Heal you.
Okay, hold on.
Someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye. Tell them, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Did you know, things have changed, things have gone your way, if you hold on.
You realize you're telling me to hold on.
Day.
You realize you're telling
if you
me
hold
to hold on to my
for
stand.
One more day, things will go your way.
So if I hold on to this song, it'll go my way. Eventually,
hold
it'll get into rotation.
Because
that's basically what you're telling me.
That is what we're telling you.
Okay.
Another day. Another jam. You may get your day in the sun there, Celeste. We love you.
We do.
We can't wait to hear your show
you
at 2
sustain.
O'clock today. It's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Just let this song heal your heart.
Look, listen, this is the ultimate female empowerment song.
Yeah.
And male empowerment.
Yeah.
I am stoked.
I want you to know I forgive you for kicking me in the shin today.
What?
Whoa.
Stop.
That was very
Stop
Christian
lying.
Of you, Steve-O.
I'm trying to be honest.
That
Stop
was very
lying.
Nice of you. To take yourself down from your lofty heights and tell her you forgive her. That was kind. Now, Celeste.
Let this heal you.
Do you want me to really kick
you? Someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye.
She kicked him. She's hitting him. Celeste.
Hold you down and make you cry.
Don't you know? Don't you know? Things will change. Things will go your way. If you hold on for one more day.
Are we still on air? Is it still happening?
The people love it. Look at all the responses we've got. This email says, Mateo, I love it when you sing.
Hold on for one more day.
I know that there was pain, but
hold on
for one more day.
Break free from the chains. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that there's pain, but you hold on for one more day.
Here comes the inspirational part.
Break, need to get on the webcam.
Can you clap?
Come on, you gotta clap. Here we go, Celeste.
Someday somebody's gonna make it work.
Come on, Celeste. We're turning your day around. We're making your day go better. You can't have a bad day when you listen to Wilson Phillips. It is physically impossible. If you hold on for one more day.
We hope you have a good day.
Enjoy this day. Enjoy this moment. Celeste will be back at 2 o'clock. She'll be smiling. It'll be beautiful.
I'm smiling.
If you missed any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings. Podcast us. We love you. We'll see you later.
We will.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static Radio.